Blog Talk Radio.
No, it's just
one mind, one team, one heart, one plan through the hole, one goal from the start. Dominate the art of the black and blue and watch the Super Bowl drain till they all come true.
Hey, this is Coach Finn with Third and Long. Today, bringing you a special broadcast of the Bay Area Bandits versus the Wisconsin Warriors here in Contra Costa College. Right now, you're joining us a little bit late. There's 14:35 in the first quarter. They've ran their first play from scrimmage. The Bay Area Bandits have. They received it. I'll catch you up, but right now it's 2nd and 13. Zakora Smith, known as D, had a 3-yard loss on that play, tackled by number 87. She takes it up the middle again. She does a couple spin moves, fancy spin moves, get past the original line of scrimmage. She's down to the 16-yard line, so a gain of 4 yards for D on that play. Let me see if I can catch you up on things. Wisconsin really didn't bring too many players right now. They have 22 people on their team right now. The San Francisco team, the Bay Area team, actually has quite many on the sideline, probably another 20 on the sideline. So they probably have 30-plus players right now. But right now they're facing 3rd and 9 from their own 16-yard line. The kick by number 41, Gittens, went all the way down to the 5-yard line, and she was tackled pretty abruptly at the 14. So 3rd and 14 right now. 83 goes in motion. Number 8, Sandra Hernandez, the quarterback, drops back, looking for somebody, dumps it to D in the flat. Two Warriors are right there, 41 Gittens and Van Kuyk. Van Kuyk makes the tackle for a 2-3-yard gain. It looks like it's going to be 4th and 5 right now. And here comes the punt team for Bay Area, the punt return. Lots of people revolving in and out right now.
Oh, she's a punt.
Zakora had 3 and 4, and then she had a catch for 3 yards. Yep. And just put 3. Just put 3 yards. Yeah, just put 3. I actually tried to do this the right way today. I got a couple spotters and stat keepers with me, so I can give you the stats on an update. Looks like number 9 is in the kick for the Bay Area Bandits. Number 9 is Ferris Pine. She takes her footing back at the Bay Area 7-8-yard line. So very, very dangerous kicking to number 8 for the Warriors, Brenda Van Kuyk. You do not want to kick it to her. It's almost best just to kick it out of bounds. Instead, she kicks it right down the middle of the field on one hop, two hop, three hop. Brenda couldn't get to it, so she just lets it sit. And the punt will be down at the 43-yard line. So that's a 23-yard punt.
Yeah, nothing there. You just put 23-yard punt right there for she got it for number 9.
So it's a 23-yard punt by Ferris Pine of the Bay Area Bandits. The Bay Area sends their defense out there, controlled by number 43. 43 is Daniel Goulet, and her nickname is Dirty, so I'll try to refer to her as Dirty. She's a defensive end, and she actually just got back from Sweden because she was on Team USA and part of that monumental victory for the IWSL football players. So right now with 12-14, 0-0 the score, the defending Tier 2 champions take the ball, and they run a single-wing type offense. They have two fullbacks. Brenda Van Kuyk is the quarterback, and then they have a tailback behind her, and they go right up the middle. She's hit immediately by number 40. I'm trying to look. They have dark numbers on dark jerseys. It looks like number 41. 41 made the tackle for no gain. Looks like a slight loss. Might have been a yard loss. It was a yard loss. The Wisconsin Warriors offense is very, very predicated on the run. I think they've only thrown like 35 passes all year. They are all about the run. Now, the difference between these two teams is that Bay Area has competed with the Tier 1 teams they've played, and Wisconsin has to get blown out. On 2nd and 11, Brenda Van Kuyk goes left again and is hit very hard, once again, by number 41, another loss in the play of a yard. That's 2 runs by Brenda Van Kuyk. She went left, and both times, and lost a yard both times. So now it's going to bring up 3rd and 12, and in comes some new personnel. Looks like they're bringing a new quarterback and a couple of receivers. So 30-12 from the 44-yard line with 11-10 left in the first quarter. I'll eventually get to the captains for each team and who won the coin toss and all that fun stuff. They started a little bit early here. It was kind of strange. The coin toss was 15 minutes before game time, and a little unorthodox, but there it was. So here comes the Wisconsin out of the huddle. They actually have two receivers split to the right. Number three is under center, and that is Melissa Richter. She's the new quarterback. Van Kuyt's lined up to the right of her. It's a fake handoff. She's got to get hit right away. The quick throw to Van Kuyt and incomplete. She was covered very tightly by number 41. She's got to get 41 to props. That's what Tracy Johnson. She's been on the first three plays. I guess she's going to be mirroring number 8 the whole game because she was all over her. So here comes the punt team for Wisconsin looking to put San Francisco back deep. Number 83 is back for the Bay Area Bandits, and that is going to be Esme Mendoza. She's back, going to be sitting up around her 10-15 yard line. So 4th and 12 is for the Warriors. Number 5 is a long snapper for the Warriors. That is Lonnie Christensen. She's going to snap it back to Leslie Gittin. Number 41. She's their kicker and punter, so we'll see how kind of foot she can get on this long cadence. Ball snap, one hop back to her. She gets her foot in, nice spiral. Ball can hit at the 10, and 83 picks it up at the 5-yard line. She's hit very quickly at the 16-yard line. So very good punt. She went from the 43 all the way down to the 5-yard line. Return of 11 yards by number 83. San Bay Area will take over with 9:56 left at the 16-yard line. First and 10. So let me give you the Bay Area captains for today. The captains for Bay Area are number 1, Dakara Smith, known as D. Number 54, Ann Kendall, she's known as Ice. Number 73, Shalom Kimball, she's the place kicker. And number 43, and that's Dirty, Daniel Golay, the linebacker. Bay Area's out of the huddle, and they're in an I formation, two receivers split. They rarely use a tight end, but they've lined in a tight end all game. It's a pitch to the left with D running around the corner. She's got the corner, great block by 31. She has the sideline. Can't she outrun the Wisconsin defense? She does. Number 4 jumps to make the tackle and can't get there. Number 27 is trying to get there, and a block in the back is not going to bring it back. That was an 83-yard touchdown run by Dee Smith. She went around the left side. A great block by number 41. That was Latrice Johnson, the one that's been all over the place on defense, so obviously she's playing both sides of the ball. She went down there, blocked Van Kuyt. Van Kuyt had the corner steal. D cut it up the sideline and had to outrace the Wisconsin defenders of number 4 and number 27. Number 47 made a diving attempt at a tackle, couldn't quite get there. And then number 27 was actually gaining on her, but she had two people blocking, and she pushed her one in the back. So that's most likely going to be an unsportsmanlike, or you can take it on the extra point, or you can take it on the kickoff. So that is going to be huge on a kickoff. Touchdown is good. D, 6-0 with 9:39 and extra point pending. Coaches are holding their one finger up. Circle it. Yeah, just circle it. It's gonna, yeah, they accepted the penalty. I'm not sure if it's going to be 5, 10, or 15 yards. I'll find out. And it's going to be assessed on the kickoff. So right now, they're huddling up, so I don't know. But the coach had one finger up, like to go for one. But they are going for one. They just huddled before their thing. They're trying to get organized. Looks like 73 Kimball, captain, is going to be kicking it. And number 22, Kara Kimmel, Deuce, backup quarterback, she's going to be the holder. So we'll see if we get a good snap and kick. Great snap. Good kick, up and good. 7-0. Bandits are up 7-0, just like that. So Wisconsin finds themselves down for the first time this year to a Tier 2 team. Let me give the Wisconsin captain's names out there. Number 47, Chris Walker. She's a linebacker. Number 93, Jennifer Moore. Number 83, Suzanne Osterwood. And number 95 is going to be Natasha Boyai. And I apologize if I messed up a couple of those pronunciations, but I'm working with limited resources on the pronunciation. I drove up from Long Beach last night. I crashed immediately. I brought me two stat keepers with me. I got Kara Williams here, Stephanie Neros, and Hiroko Suzuki, better known as Betty. She's going to be a spotter. She's enjoying the game with us up here, and I got been taking some stats, so hopefully I'll get you some stats when it is pertinent. Right now, not much has happened. I mean, Bay Area had the ball, three and out. Wisconsin got the ball, three and out. And then one play, Bay Area just around the left sideline, and outran the entire defense. Number four should have had her, but she didn't. She took a very bad angle and tried to tackle her up high. And anybody that's watched D run this year, she actually is a very, very hard runner. All right, so kickoffs are from the 40 in the IDFL, and it looks like it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. So now they're going to kick off from the Wisconsin 45. Now, this happens every now and again in college and the NFL, and you see the kicker just booted through the uprights. That's not going to happen in women's football. But what the right thing to do would be kick it as high as you can so you get the coverage and, you know, get a good tackle and put him in bad field position. This is also a perfect opportunity for an onside kick because the field position is not going to hurt you. They instead kick it deep. They kick it straight to Van Kuyke. Not sure if that was smart. She cuts up the middle, and there she goes. She made a lot of people miss, and she returned it all the way up to the 35-yard line after catching it on the 11. So that's a nice 24-yard return for Van Kuyke. They're at the 36-yard line. You said 86 was on the tackle for them? That's 86. Sarah Henry, the backup, she's a DB. She actually made the tackle. So Van Kuyke runs the sideline, grabs the first play, and now she's back in the huddle calling the play. So we got 9:32 on the clock with a score 7-0, Warriors down. And first and 10 from the 36-yard line has been marked at. They actually Van Kuyke is not the quarterback. Number three, Richter, is still in. Van Kuyke has actually, I don't even see her out there. Oh, she's lined up as a tackle. So they hand the ball off to Gittens, and she is just obliterated in the backfield by number 45. That's LaStar Brown. And she's actually on the cover of the program today. So, I mean, that's one way to live up to a special billing. She was just nailed in the background. They had timed that snap perfectly. They had a personal foul on the Warriors in addition to that. So they not only lost 5 yards on that run by Gittens, they're going to have penalty tacked onto it. Yes.
That's cool. That's fine.
Yeah. We're also working on how to take that so I know what it is. So we got a tackle for loss by number 45. Gets a 5-yard loss for gain. It looks like they've got the snap count figured out. And from what I saw pregame, the Warriors go on first downs a lot. So they're going to have to maybe change some of that up. So Van Kuyke's talking to the ref right now. She's going back to the huddle. It's going to be second and Sacramento. Second and Sacramento. They got to get to Sacramento to get that first down. I mean, they got the first down is at the 46-yard line, and right now they're at the 16-yard line. Second and 30. Holy cow. Number three stays in at quarterback, Richter. You got Van Kuyke on the slot left. Straczynski, 27, out wide left. And then looks like 85, Sarah Grodowski on the right. Got a long count here. They're changing it up, trying to get it. Here comes a bunch of people. They're throwing it deep. Van Kuyke down the sideline, but she overthrew her to the outside. I mean, she was open. She had to step on that thing. The Bay Area defense right now is sending everybody. And there's also a flag on the play. Let's see what's going to be called this time. Got a personal foul. Roughing the passer on the Bay Area Bandits. So they got second and 30. Now it's going to be first and 10. That was a horrible mistake. I wish I could get a call down to the refs to see who that is, because as a coach, I'd just be getting into that person right now. Roughing the passer should give them an automatic first down. Oh, just wow. That moves it all the way up just past the 30, just short of 31. So it could be first and 10 for the Warriors. Let's see. The numbers to watch on the Bay Area, then it's defense, 43 and 45, and obviously 41. I didn't see her on the stats very much, but I guess that she's doing just fine. I was actually looking at a bunch of bunch of stats trying to figure out. I've seen a lot of film on the Bandits, but I hadn't seen much on the Warriors. So Van Kuyk drops back to pass. She throws a, it looks like a screen play, and I'm not sure if it's going to be intercepted or not, but two people jumped for it, 41 and 11. That's Kimberly Moseley. She played for the Santa Rosa Scorchers back in the day. Now she's on the Bay Area Bandits. They're actually going to call incomplete. Incomplete. That looked like did you guys think it was a good catch?
No.
It was incomplete? All right, it was incomplete. I was trying to catch some stuff on my computer as well. But so Van Kuyk threw her first pass attempt. It was incomplete. It was supposed to be a little screen pass to Gittin to the left side. Incomplete. Second and 10. They got to be a little bit more careful right now because they have had zero plays go for positive yardage. That's their first play go for 0 yardage. So they've had a couple penalties that have really hurt them, and a penalty that helped them. There's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people right around the line of scrimmage for Bay Area, and three's back at quarterback. They change the snap. There's a fake handoff. They're blitzing. There's Straczynski across the middle. Oh, has the ball in her hands on 2nd and 10. That was going to be good for about 14 yards, and as she fell, she couldn't corral it and keep it in, and that was a nice pass. Perfect. I mean, they're sending everybody, though. Bay Area is still sending everybody, so now it's 3rd and 10. Van Kuyk goes right back to the sideline to – oh, she's actually getting the breather. Yep, you put a check there. Just like mark a line corner to corner. And then if they get it, you leave it, and if they get it. Yeah, they can. That's okay. We're trying to figure out the stats. I've created some stat sheets so that we can figure all that stuff out. 3rd and 10 with 8:28 left in the first quarter. Gittins is now the quarterback. And it's a quick punt. Oh, that was really, really smart. A quick punt from the 31-yard line on 3rd and 10 by Gittins. She just kicked it 69 yards. It actually hit about 40 yards downfield and just slowly rolled and died like 1 yard into the end zone. So that's heartbreaking right there, but it was a smart play call trying to flip the field, but it just didn't work completely. She actually angled it, everything. It was going towards the left corner of the end zone, bounced around the 3-yard line, started to slow down, and barely went in. So out comes the Warrior defense with just a few, very few personnel changes, mainly the line people, and out comes the Bay Area. Brand new offense. I don't really see too many people going both ways. 45, that's LaSar Brown. She's going both ways, and this is the formation I actually saw and fell. They're in split backs with no tight end. They have a slot receiver to the left. She'll go in motion, and they're usually going to follow her. Brown in motion. There goes the sweep behind Brown. 95 is all over, but she just doesn't have the speed. Van Kuyk gets her, and that's a huge loss right there. So Van Kuyk actually read that perfectly in that formation. So the slot receiver lines up fairly close to where the tight end would be, but she's off the ball and standing in a two-point stance. Whenever she goes in motion, the ball, 95% of the time, is going to follow that way. So Coach said that number 41, that's Johnson again. And let's see who's going to come out. Number 5 is going to come out. Number 5, I watched on film. Number 5 is Rachel Darrow. I actually saw that she did some very good blocking on film. The offensive coordinator is Coach Nakin for the Bay Area Bandits. He's been around football for a long time, lots of experience. So this is his call. He's the one who's got to feel good about having a touchdown already. And now it's 2nd and 14. 45 goes in motion to the left. Here comes the pitch. They got a 4. 83 trying to get that corner. Here goes 41 down the sideline. D. Smith. Had her, and she loses it. Oh, and she's gone. 3 missed tackles. And she is gone. That's 41 Brown. I'm not sure if you can hear the announcer, but he's pretty excited over there. That's Latrice Johnson right there. She went around the left. The same play they ran before. They had 2 lead blockers. 83, it got through, and that's Suzanne Osterud. She went through, got in the backfield, later had to swing wide, but Van Kuyk was there for the tackle before the first down marker, missed the tackle after feeding the lead block, and then another player, I believe it was number 4 again, missed the block. So you can see the frustration on the Warriors' defense right now. They're not very happy that they've given up two quick scores. Extra point, number 73, that's Shalom Kimball. She's back in to kick it. And that's good. Kicks down. Kick is up. Did it make it in? Yes, it did. So that's 14-0 with 6:58 left. Two plays. Those are the only two plays I think we've had for positive yards the whole game. Every other play has been for negative. We've had an 80, what was the first run?
83.
83 yards and an 86-yard run. Everything else has been a negative thing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
today's
game
is let me go over some things. The bad end on offense, number one, Smith, she's actually pretty high in the leading rushers for the IWFL this year. She is leading in the amount of attempts this year, so she's the workhorse for the Bandits. Number eight, Sandra Hernandez, has had a pretty decent season. They are not a true passing team, but they throw. So she threw 37 times against the Scorpions, only completed 11. The second game they played them, she was 10 of 26. Now, she actually had a pretty good game from what I saw. But they look like they're looking to throw the ball 10 to 15 times a game. As of right now, that sweep to the left is actually working perfectly. So we'll have to see what Coach Killian, Coach McLaughlin have over there for adjustments. Here's the kickoff. Kimball's up lined up for the kickoff. 40-yard line. Got Van Kuyken and 27 Straczynski back deep. Ball goes to the left. Settles. Oh, Van Kuyken slipped on the ground and was barely able to crawl to the ball and recover it at the 23-yard line. So, luckily there was a dodge mistake right there. So it's first and 10 with 6:56 left, down 14-0 for the Warriors. Now, the ball is live on kickoff, so she wasn't able to get that ball. Barry could have picked it up and taken it in for a score. This field at Contra Costa College is not the Bay Area's normal home field. But this is a beautiful facility. The grass is not grass. It's the synthetic turf, field turf, as we call it. I think they call it sport turf. And it does something pretty interesting. Every 5 yards, the color alternates from a light green to a dark green. So first and 10, Van Kuyken back at quarterback. And she takes the ball, and it's quick pitch to Gittins around the right side. She dodges one tackle, pushes 21, and actually gets to the 30-yard line, so that's their first positive play, gaining 6 yards around the right. So she ran over one person, shed the tackle, and then was able to get another one. I was able to coach Gittins in the All-Star game last year. She actually is a very, very tough runner. She actually played linebacker for the All-Star team last year. Van Kuyken is the star of this team, though. Everything falls through her. They are missing one of their major players. When I was reviewing stats and trying to see who the players to watch for the Warriors, I knew Van Kuyken was one, I knew Gittins was another. The other player was number 24. Let me see what her name number is. Sherry Deek. She's not here, and she accounted for like 700 yards rushing. So we've got Richard back at quarterback. She stepped out of the cave. Looks like she got them offside. Van Kuyken takes it right in the middle, splits some defenders. Looks like she's going to get a bunch of yardage there. She went from the 30 to the 37-yard line, so 7 yards for the first down. It was an offside on, I think it was 99 of the Bay Area defense. They're going to decline that and get the first down anyways, and they got more yards. So, yeah, you don't have to write that one down. Decline. Okay, cool. All right, so that penalty doesn't count, and the play counts for first down. So that's two positive plays in a row for Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin's not a quick strike team. They are trying to grind it out. And truth be told, I'm pretty sure that's what the Bay Area Bandits were going to hope to do, was grind it out. And they haven't been able to get anything going, but they've luckily got two sweeps around the left side to go for touchdowns. So with 5:30 and counting, Wisconsin's breaking the huddle. They're coming back out, trying to sustain a drive and keep that Bay Area Bandits offense off the field so they can get it figured out, their adjustments figured out. Richter is back at quarterback with Van Kuyken and Gittins to either side of her. Straczynski and Grofdowski is the quarterback. His handoff is to Gittins right up the middle. She gets hit. They're just sending everybody. So it's going to be pretty hard to get yards up the middle out of the shotgun. Looks like it's a zero game for zero. Gittins didn't get anything. It was a Looks like it was supposed to go to the left, up the middle, like off tackle. Bannery was in there so quickly that you just couldn't do anything about it. She couldn't even follow the block of Van Kuyk. So Van Kuyk is now going to be the quarterback, looks like, as Richter's on the sideline. And they're facing a 2nd and 10 with 4:40 left in the first quarter. Score is 14-0 Bay Area. All right, so Van Kuyk's in the backfield as quarterback with Gittens behind her. Most likely going to go left. She drops back for a pass. 83 is open, but she stopped running. She stopped running and put her hands up, and she just kept running and then snatched the ball in the air. Probably would have been good. That was a nice throw, Van Kuyk. Now it's going to bring up 3rd and 10. Last 3rd and 10, they did that quick punt that barely rolled in the end zone. Not sure if they're going to do that again. Coach Killian, known to his players as Coach K, he sends in the play to Van Kuyk. Van Kuyk hacks back in the huddle. 3rd and 10 is a daunting challenge for them right now because they two longest plays have been 6 and 7 yards. They should have had a 14-yard completion that was dropped, and then that one receiver just didn't run through the ball. So Van Kuyk's the quarterback. She's going to get a snap. She gets it. She's looking to throw. They're blitzing everybody. It's a screen, and they missed their blocks. The screen should have gone to the left. That's where all the blocks were, and all the area people came from the right. Looks like they're going to gain about 2.5 yards, maybe 3. So they're going to bring up 4th and 7. That was a pass to Gittens. As soon as she caught the ball, she started going right, but that's where everybody from Bay Area was, and all of her players had a nice little wall set up to the left. So that play was looks like it was well designed, well called, poorly executed. So it's going to be 4th and 7, and we got number 3 at the up back, and Gittens is back deep to punt the ball. By the time she had to punt in this formation, the ball skipped back to her, received it cleanly. 83 is back deep. That's Anthony Mendoza. It's a good snap, good punt. End over end, not the spiral she had. Not going to go over 83's head, and it's going to go out of. Oh! It was angled once again towards that corner at the 1 yard line and went in to the end zone, just inside the end zone. That's some good angle punting right there. She needs about another yard or two to angle it, and she'll be pinning them inside the 5. So, it was a 36 yard line. Yeah, 36 yard line. So, that's going to be a 64 yard punt. She has a couple good punts on the day already. All right, so the Bay Area Bandits take over with a 14-point lead and 3 minutes and 26 seconds left in the first quarter. And Hernandez breaks the huddle, and let's see what formation they come out in. They come out in their split back, tight end up. Looks like there's 6 people on the line for the Warriors. Nobody back deep. They have all 11 people up on the line of scrimmage. They run right up the middle. She was hit immediately, and then the tackle was missed. Luckily, 44 and 47, that's Jody Von Sparkleson. She was actually in on the tackle, and so was 47, Chris Walker. Should have been tackled in the backfield for a loss. Instead, that's a run for no gain. Or no, they're actually going to give her 2 yards. And that was number 5 running it, right? So that was Rachel Darrow on the carry. They actually motioned the tight end across to the left and went right at the middle. So now the tight end's on the left this time, so she'll most likely be motioning right. We'll see how they go. I don't see anything changing. Let's see. She's calling the snap. Here she goes, motioning across the field. Cross block right there. It's good blocking. Everybody was right there, but they just couldn't get to the tackle quickly enough. That was Darrow again on the carry. She picked up about 6 yards, maybe 5. Let's see. Yep, 6 yards because now it's going to be 3rd and 2. 3rd and 2. Gittens on the tackle. It was a cross buck. Basically, the motion came across. Cross buck is where you fake it to run, running back going right, and hands the other running back going left. So the quarterback has the option based on the defensive alignment to hand the ball off to either running back. Here they go. The tight end on the left again. She goes in motion to the right. And here's the crossback going, following the motion again. She's in the backfield. She's not going anywhere. She's going to lose those 6, maybe 7 yards that she just gained. Number on the carry, was that D, number 1? That was D, number 1. She lost a bunch of yards in that play. Had Gittens and Straczynski on the tackle. So they're going to 24-yard line, so that's going to be a loss of 4. Let's see.
and then how many yards he lost. Oh, yeah, put A in how many yards he lost. Yeah, good.
So we're going to see a punt on 4th and 6. We got number 9, that's Pine, actually sitting at her 12-yard line. Good snap. Kicks it. It's a low, short kick that takes a great bounce. Not like the Warriors' great bounces, but it still bounces pretty good. Instead of being dead at 40, it could be dead at the 49 of the Warriors. So they'll take over with just over a minute left in the first quarter, looking to put some points on the board. Their offense has been pretty stagnant. They've made a couple mistakes, but for the most part, they are blitzing everybody and hoping that they don't have enough time to get anything done, and they did. So, I'm going to take a voice break real quick to get me some of my juices. Refreshing. So, for those of you who don't know, the IWFL Championship is in 2 weeks, and that's what these two teams are playing for. This is the Western Conference Championship for Tier 2. Wisconsin Warriors at the Bay Area Bandits. Richard is back at quarterback. She takes a snap. She's going to throw deep, and it's going to be picked off by Graham. 45 steps right in front of the receiver, and she is down the left sideline, and she is literally running the quarterback. So she actually had a receiver running down the seam, but Brown dropped back down the deep middle and ended up picking up the pass around the 45-yard line. He took it down the left sideline. And number 3 went to make the tackle after throwing the interception and got ran over by Brown. And Gittens was on the tackle. Finished it. That was a good return. They're down at the 14-yard line of the Warriors right now. And this game could get out of control real quick. 45 needs a break after that long run and punishing hit she delivers. Getting a lot of congratulations on the sideline. Hernandez is back on the field. That's a huge momentum changer because Wisconsin had the field position that they needed, and now. All right, so here comes. Oh wow, they're in the power triple I with two tight ends. So let's see what's going. Dee's the deepest person. She takes it to the left, and she's swallowed up, but still manages to scoot through there. She's a very deceptive running back, has very quick feet, and stays low to the ground. So that's going to be a 4-yard gain right there. Maybe 5 yards. We're going to be about the 10-yard line. So 2nd and 6. Actually, just to see if they get this playoff before the end of the first quarter. They already lead 14-0, looking to put more on the board and basically put this game away. So let's see what's going on 2nd and 6. They're back in that triple I formation. That's, they have two fullbacks directly in front of D. Smith and then two tight ends. It's a quick cadence. They're going to go run left. She rolls out. She loads back throw it. And, oh, wow, that was number 43, Golay. She's known as Dirty. She was the only receiver in a route. Sitting in the end zone, she was covered by Straczynski, and Straczynski just didn't even see her. Unfortunately, they had an illegal man downfield, so that's going to negate the touchdown. And we'll see how long three, four, five. It's only a 5-yard penalty, but a legal man downfield is going to make it 2nd and 11. Is the replay a down? Illegal man downfield, yeah. So it's 2nd and 11 from their 15-yard line right now. Hernandez had to run back to the sideline after thinking she had just scored. I'm not sure if they would go back to that triple I. Let's see if they do. But they do. They got two tight ends. Dirty is the tight end on the right, number 88. Megan Thompson is the tight end on the left in the triple I. See if they hand off to D. So drop back. Nope, it's going to be a pass. She's going back to the Golay, and they're going to call pass interference on that. Straczynski was right there, but she reached out and tried to tackle her as she was trying to reach for the ball, so that's going to be pass interference. Yeah, it's going to be a first down. It's only going to be a 6-yard penalty, but it should give them an automatic first down. So let's see. What's up? 27 points.
he'd also write down the number. Yeah, sure.
Yep, so they gave him a first down at the spot of the foul, which is at the 10-yard line, so it's only a 6-yard penalty, but it's going to be first and goal. I don't think they're going to, yep, there's no, they put down the yard marker, so it's just first and goal from the 10-yard line. They switch running backs. One is out. D is out. 41 is Latrice Johnson. She's back in. So they're going to sweep to the left side, something that's worked all game. Number 4 forces her back inside, but can't make the tackle. 4 has missed several tackles today, and it looks like 21, number 8, and number 41 are all on the tackle for the Warriors, and that's the end of the first quarter with them up 14-0 and facing a 2nd and 4 from the 4-yard line beginning of second quarter. Now that I have a break in action, I can go through my pregame spiel with all of you. For those of you listening online, I have an internet connection here, so it dropped, but I'm going to see if I can get it going on right now so that I can actually see if you guys have any concerns, questions, or things you need to hear. So let me go ahead and connect to this and see. No, maybe not. Hold on 1 second. All right, so it's connecting. So I have a bunch of keys to the game, and I talked to both coaches before the game, and the offensive coordinator, Coach Macon, and the defensive coordinator and head coach for the Ferry Bandits, Coach Golden. They knew that their job was to stop number 8. That's exactly what they had to do, and they're basically sending everybody at them to stop number 8. They know it's a running game, and they're just going to send everybody they can to make sure that make sure they get that stop. I talked to Coach K. He was actually pretty worried about the wind because it doesn't look windy if you look at the trees, which is a lot of big, tall, beautiful trees up here in Northern California. But they're not really blowing too much. But on the field, there's a lot of wind, and it is pretty cold out there. I mean, cold for people. I mean, it looks to be in the 70s, maybe lower 70s. Sun's out, no clouds, no sky. So here we go. We got 2nd and goal from just outside the 4-yard line. They're in the triple I again. Dee Smith is in. They hit a dive up the middle. Darrow is tackled in the backfield by number 85 or 95. What number is that? It's 95, so that was Natasha Boyer on the tackle. It looks like a tackle for a loss. Almost 2 yards, so it's going to be 3rd and goal from just inside the 6. Dee comes out of the game. Number 41 goes back in. Or actually, no, they sent in 45, didn't they? They sent in a couple of adjustments that I messed up. The pain's right in the way, so I'm trying to figure it out. They actually switched 2 of the running backs. The 2nd fullback is now Brown, who won the interception, and 41 is in. So most likely going to sweep with her because that's all she's done so far. She comes right instead of left. And let's see. She's got the corner. She's going to cut it. Van Kuyk misses the tackle again, and 41 is in. Patrice Johnson scores her 2nd touchdown of the game on 36 from the 6-yard line. Van Kuyk was there. She had her at the 4-yard line and just couldn't hold on. 93 is rolling around on the ground. That would be Jennifer Moore and captain for this game. She was being blocked over there towards the right corner of the sideline. Everybody's taking a knee as is normal in women's football whenever somebody's hurt on the field. Both teams taking the out of respect for that player. Both teams are trying to. Wisconsin is the 2009 Tier 2 defending champion. I was there for that game when they beat the Montreal Blitz. And Montreal Blitz right now are playing the Carolina Phoenix in Montreal. So I'll be getting updates for them. They actually start their game in about 15, 20 minutes because they start at 7 o'clock Montreal time, which I think is going to be 4 o'clock out here. So, actually, that's about 14 minutes, is it? They don't start for a while then. Oh, yeah. That game, I probably won't be able to give you some adjustments that game. But these two teams are playing for the chance to go to the IWSL Championship, the Tier 2. That championship weekend is the 24th and 25th of July. It's actually a pretty long event. 21st to the 25th. They got the All-Star game. They got the Tier 1 championship. There'll be a Tier 3 championship, which is a 6-man football. And then, of course, there'll be the Tier 1 championship game. And later today, I will be making a hike over to Sacramento to catch that game, Sacramento and Sacramento Sirens versus the Dallas Diamond in Sacramento. That should be a slugfest right there. Sacramento has several IWSL championships, and Dallas won their first one 2 years ago. But they have a lot of championships in their name, so that's two championship-caliber programs going at it. Sacramento dismantled the Scorpions about a month ago. Remember, we played, the first week of the playoffs was June 12th, and this is now July 10th. So it's been a long time between games. And right now, they're, the reason there was that big of a delay was because Team USA went to Sweden. And everybody on the IWSL team that made Team Sweden, Team USA, were over in Texas practicing for a week, and then they went to Sweden to win the gold, and they actually won those in dominating fashion, winning with scores of 63-0, 72-0, and 66-0 over Austria, Finland, and Canada, respectively. All right, now with 14:09 left in the second quarter, the Bandits are up 20-0. Number 93 is still down right now. She's being talked to. She's moving her hands. They moved her legs. She looks like she's okay. They're just trying to figure everything out before they get her moved. You can tell the Wisconsin players are tired. They're laying there. They've taken off their helmets. They're really relaxing right now. I've actually never seen that before. So, but we'll try to just talk to them and stuff like that, and we'll go over some other things. Comparing the stats of these two teams, you could tell that there were a big disparity in the quality of opponents that these two teams play. As each team clocked, as 93 is now getting a four, she's walking gingerly, but she looks to be okay. Either she's tweaked her knee or tweaked her ankle, but she's walking off just fine. A little gimp at her step, but I don't think nothing to be worried about. It's the playoffs. I'm sure it'll be tape it up and go, especially if they need her. There was a lot of people listed on the Wisconsin Warriors roster, but from what I've seen, they did not bring most of their team. Like, there's a bunch of people scratched out when I was trying to get who was here and match numbers with numbers. And while I was talking to coaches, they had mentioned that they were short on players and depth was going to be an issue. And if they had any injuries there, people were probably going to have to play out of position or somewhere that it may not be all that familiar with. But that's football. You know, when somebody goes down, somebody's going to step up. So I mentioned that the field out here is pretty unique, and I call it sport turf. Well, it looks like there's an actual sign over here. It's sprint turf. That's what it's called. So we got Kimball lining up for the extra point now to make it 21-0 for the Bay Area Bandits with 22. The backup quarterback of the holder is down, up, and looks pretty good kick to me, and it is good. 21-0 just into the second quarter, Bay Area Bandits. That score was aided primarily by an interception by Brown on Richter of the Warriors. All right, so looks like Bay Area's got a kickoff now, and let's see if the Warriors can build on the momentum they had started two drives ago. They had started to move the ball. They got the ball in great field position last possession. They tried moving it, but that interception just killed them. And down three touchdowns. The Bay Area Bandits haven't really done too much on offense. They busted two huge plays and scored off turnovers. The Warriors, the defining struggle right now is going to be their offense, because the Bay Area Bandits defense is all over the Warriors' offense. I mean, they know that where Bankai goes, their offense goes. So they have her scouted totally. They're chasing her everywhere she goes. So they were trying to get the crowd hyped up, and I'm looking into the crowd, and it looks like there's 100 or two people here. So here's the kickoff. It's a pooch kick to one of the upbacks. Number four catches it, and she goes right, makes a couple people miss. Still bouncing outside. She's got a lot of people, but she's just not fast enough. If she was a bit faster, she probably would have been gone, because they had a huge wall set up there. That was number four, and that's actually Amber Kostick. She actually wears number 9 normally, but she actually forgot her jersey, or there was a jersey confusion, so she's actually wearing number 4 today. But it's number 9, Amber Kostick, on the return for a couple yards. They have great field position again. They're at the 42-yard line, first and 10 with 14:02, down 21-0. Let's see what the Warriors can figure out. But Lady Gaga playing in the backfield. I'm pretty sure they're supposed to stop the music when the other team's on the field, but they're not doing that. So Richter's back at quarterback. There goes the music, the snap, right up the middle of the Gittins. She can't get past that first wave, but she keeps her legs pumping and gains 3 yards, so they're down to the 45-yard line. So there's a 3 yard gain right there. We got 2nd and 7. Once again, the starting lineup for the Bay Area Bandits is pretty intense. They're just blitzing everybody. You got Mosley on one end, you got Goley on the other end, and they're just sending everybody, and it goes right in the middle, and they can't get by that first wave. I mean, there's a blitz, and then that 3 yards they just gained, Gittins loses. You know, it's just, you're not going to be able to go up the middle on these people. I mean, they're two successful plays, and then a pitch, and then an off tackle with Van Kuyt following. It's not happening quick enough, so now it's going to be 3 yards, and now it's 3rd and 10. 3rd and 10, 11 comes out. Van Kuyt's still in. Let's see, looks like Richter's going to call the play, so she's going to stay in at quarterback. Let's see what happens on 3rd and 10. All right, they're coming out in a trips left formation. They got Van Kuyt, and they have Grzegorzewski and Trzynski out to the left. Three takes it. Here comes a bunch of people. 43 jumps up and knocks down the ball. Looks like we're going to be a swing pass to get into the backfield. But 43-30 was in there very, very quick. And that was and ineffective. So that pass is incomplete. It's going to be 4th and 10 from the 42-yard line. They're going to be kicking it deep to Esme Mendoza again. She's going to be back deep. Gittins has been the most powerful weapon so far. She had a 55-yard kickoff. And she's had how many? She had 3 punts so far, 38, a 61, and a 64. So, I mean, 2 or more for touchbacks, so the net yards on that will not be that great. But, I mean, still a net yards of 41 and 44. That's pretty darn good. I'll think that in the NFL. So here she goes again. See how much pressure. Looks like Goley was a little bit offside, but they didn't call it. She jumped up for the block, and this punt went straight up in the air. Let's see if it actually hit somebody. It does hit a Warriors player, but I don't think the officials marked one of the officials threw down their beanbag. That was a horrible punt right there. Right when they needed her, she shanked one for 15 yards. And Bay Area is going to start with great field position, something they haven't had all game, and have scored 3 touchdowns already. So let's see what the Warriors defense can do. We have several players out there wearing their pink and white wristbands in honor of breast cancer. So we got that out there. The Warriors uniforms, they're wearing white jerseys with black pants, blue socks, and the numbers are blue, black helmets with the Wisconsin Warriors logo on it. Looks like they have white face masks. The Bay Area Bandits have black pants, black socks, green, dark hunter green jerseys with black numbers and white trim. Their helmets are black, and you really can't see the Bandits on the helmet because it is so dark. So they are lined up in their split with the tight end to the right, ready to go in motion to the left. There she goes in motion. Expect the run to go left. It's a pass. 45 releases in the flats. They're trying to hit 41 down the sideline. Pass is overthrown. So Trzynski was in coverage, but she was beat. It was just a pass was thrown too far, not enough air under it for her to run under it. Bacon's trying to find something else in 2nd and 10. They're trying to put that dagger in the heart right away. So there's a pass trying to just set the tone of the game, even though the tone has been set with 21-0 and 11:39 left. So let's see. A couple people are running in and out for the Warriors. They're adjusting some personnel. They actually have 5 people down in the line of scrimmage. Now they're going to pull 6 down. Nope, now back down to 5. Then Von Breckelson actually comes up, and she's lined up over the tight end. She backs off and goes to the flats. Here's the crossbuck to the right. Everybody was there once again, but they just couldn't. They can't corral her as soon as she's there. 95 on the tackle. That's going to be Natasha Boyer again. She's having a good game, and we have somebody down for the Bandits now. And that's their ball carrier, isn't it? That's Darrow. Number five. No, number five is over there. Oh, that's 45. That's the one that made all the plays so far. Lasar Brown, the one that made the huge interception that really distanced this game, she's down and she hasn't moved. So we'll see. Hopefully everything's okay with her. They're rolling her over right now. Not really sure what it is. They go straight to her legs, which is always an ominous sign. They're looking at her ankle, her right ankle. They're stabilizing that and trying to figure that out because she probably got stepped on or landed on long. Anyways, that's going to bring up 3rd and 4 for the Bay Area Bandits. It's 11:22 left, and they're already up 21-0. Take a moment to get some more juice in my system. All right, so I feel a little bit refreshed now. So we got a couple players that were actually a couple people involved. I'm not sure if anybody from the Warriors actually made it to Team USA. I know that Brenda Van Kuyk actually made Team USA, but because she's a firefighter / attorney, she was unable to because she had a court date during the time they were supposed to be there. Then you had a goalie known as Dirty. She made the team, and she was a starting defensive end for Team USA. I believe she had a sack or two. I mean, she performed very well today, too. And then you had Coach McLaughlin over there, Coach Markler, on the Warriors. He was actually the special teams coordinator for Team USA. So we had a bunch of people over there that were involved in Team USA and represented the country proud. Idaho Hill Championship Weekend, once again, is going to be a big event. It's in Round Rock, Texas, on the 24th and 25th will be the games. It's pretty fun. Last year I had the honor of being an all-star head coach, and that was a lot of fun. And even though we lost, it met a lot of players, and it was a good time. So looks like Lasar is up. She's gingerly walking off the field. Looks like she's putting weight on both ankles just fine. So it looks like it's just like the player for the other team, the Warriors. So she's going to be okay. She's probably going to have it tended to, maybe get retaped. Pre-game, I saw number 12. Number 12 is Lou Vitario. Excuse me, because I know I obliterated that name. She was getting taped before the game. Her right ankle is heavily taped, but I don't think she's been in yet. So we got 3rd and 4 with just over 11 minutes left. Bay Area Bandits are lined up in the eye. They actually have a tight end down this time. Tight end's on the left. Looks like they don't have enough people on the line of scrimmage. Yep, and that play is called that. Takur Smith takes the ball up the field. Another missed tackle, this time by 47. 47 is Chris Walker, but it doesn't matter because the play is coming back. Both receivers were off the ball. That right there is a rule. The way it's worded is that you are not allowed to have more than 4 people in the backfield. Yeah, tackle doesn't count, play doesn't count, none of it counts. So it's illegal formation. It's going to redo 3rd down, and it's going to be 3rd and 9 now. So that changes the play calling dramatically because before it was just run up the gut and force them to make a tackle, which they didn't. So an apparent 1st down is now gone. 3rd down and 9, expect a pass for that sweep that they've been so successful at. And the reason they've been so successful is because I mean, the Warriors defense, everybody's in the middle of the field. They don't have a safety back deep at all. So they stop the clock. Looks like the Bay Area Bandits used their first timeout.
Go ahead and mark that timeout so I know that they used it.
So they used their first timeout of the game. And they're going to try and draw something up for 3rd and 9 at their own 46-yard line. I'm not really sure. I mean, with a 21-point lead, my thoughts would be, let's see how many yards I can get on this. Do something shorter that I can actually move down the field and possibly make a tackle, miss a tackle, and give a 1st down. But if I don't, it leaves me with 4th and short on the other side of the 50, in which you usually want to go for it. I mean, especially when you're up 21-0. So this could be 2-down territory. So Coach Macon could be calling 2 plays right now, or he could just be inspiring players to get on their block and make this play happen to put this game away. And don't get me wrong, the Warriors are a very, very good team. I mean, they put up a lot of points this year.
They've scored a lot of touchdowns. In fact, I think they've scored more touchdowns than the Bandits. So the Bandits have played the Siren, the Shockwave, the Amazon, and two Scorpions twice. So they've played a lot of Tier 1 teams, where the Warriors have played the Force twice, and they played the Tribe. And that's it. I'm not sure if the Vixen are. I think the Vixen are Tier 1, but they've not been lean yet. Is Vixen Tier 2? Yeah, Vixen is Tier 2. So here they are in the eye with a shotgun. Sandra Hernandez drops back. She's going to throw it deep. Straczynski didn't find it, but that there was no pass interference. 41 actually pushed off on 27, but they're not going to call it because the ball was just uncatchable. So they found a mismatch right there. 41 is actually really fast. And they're trying to hit her down the sideline against Straczynski, but Straczynski had good coverage, and 41 Johnson tried to push her out of the way to try to get to the ball, but she just can't do that. So now they're going to punt. Pine is rotated into the game. She had a couple punts already. 41 comes out. Mosley comes in as a gunner. Looks like Mosley and 83 is Mendoza. Those are the gunners. The up back is D. Smith, and that's what they're trying to get all that. Van Kuyk's ball back by herself. They got two people blocking each gunner, so they're trying to give her, and it's a fake. Fake to the left. Here they come. 52, I don't know if she has the speed to get her. And she got the first down. So, back to the up back. Took it around the left side, and it's going to be a first down, but there's that yellow hanky on the field. Let's see. Holding on Bay Area. It's not going to count. So there's a 10-yard penalty that's just going to kill you. I mean, you fake the punt on fourth down, and it's done. Oh, man, that's a horrible thing. 9:59 left in the second quarter. She had the corner. 52 looked like she had an angle, but just wasn't fast enough to catch the running back. Could have bumped her back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So it's going to be fourth and 16 from the 39-yard line. So that not only going to force a punt right here. It's actually going to give Van Kuyk some room to run if she can catch this ball on the run. So they changed their little formation now. And there's that ball goes overhead, but she managed to catch it because there's no pressure. She's going to hit it off. That might be they're not going to call an illegal man downfield, but wow, that was bad luck. The ball's just not bouncing their way at all. Straczynski and Granowski were blocking one of the gunners going downfield, and the ball actually hit Straczynski. So luckily Van Kuyk saw it, hopped on it quickly, but she was jumped on rather fiercely by a couple Bandits players to make sure she had it. So they start a decent field position at the 26-yard line, and we'll see where we get to go from here. They have to get something going because they can't just go three and out and give the ball right back to Bay Area. Let's see. First and 10 from the 26-yard line. See who pops out. Quarterback, because they have rotated quarterbacks with Gittins, Van Kuyk, and Richter. Richter goes out of the receiver. They got trips left with Grafonski, Granowski, Straczynski, and Richter. Van Kuyk's the quarterback. She goes left. She takes the pitch. Then she pitches it. It's going to be a forward pass, so it's going to be incomplete. The forward pass, that's incomplete. It was actually an option to the right, speed option. She took off, she saw a hole, she darted up in, her option player, Gittins, kept running with her, but went in front of her, so Gittins, Van Kuyk was still behind the line of scrimmage, so she threw the ball forward, and it was unable to get caught, so she dropped it. So it's going to be an incomplete pass, bring up second and 10, with 9:30 left in the game, and down 21-0. So, got the Wisconsin people. The side is trying to take stats, so it's funny where we're taking stats right now, too. And I remember those old stat sheets. Those are not very useful. They make things so much more difficult. Second and 10, we got Van Kuyk with Richard to the right. We got Trips to the right. She goes right. She cuts up. She squeezes through a couple people, but she's not even able to get back to the line of scrimmage. There's just too many people there. They're not, I mean, Bay Area has no respect for their passing game and just keeps on coming at them. So it's going to be a loss of a yard. It's going to make it third and 11. They're going to have to pass. All right, so big third and 11 here. Richter comes out, so it looks like it's going to be Van Kuyk back there. It's an obvious pass situation. Last time,
Oh, no, Victor actually was running back to get to the play. So with 8:50 left and running, we'll see what happens here. They don't want to get called for delay of game, make it even harder. I mean, they're having trouble picking up 5 yards. They don't need to be facing 3rd and 16. They need to get out of the huddle. Anyways, Megan Cotto came out, and when Richard went back in, 54 is the center. That's Tammy Johnson. She hops up to the ball. The line's talking as they get to the line, and that's going to be Coach, I believe, did call a timeout. No, they called delay of game. I knew it was taking too long. So there it is, 3rd and 16. And, I mean, you really don't have too many plays for really long, so it's kind of hard to figure out. So 8:27, penalty at 5 yards, 3rd and 16. It's funny, they I don't know what the difference is between 3rd and 11, 3rd and 16, but they could have just run the same play. Yet they're in a huddle. They give some props to the offensive line. You got 54 as the center, 61, Sarah McCoy is the left guard. You got 68. Can't see, but she... 58. That's Carissa Berg. Oh, there's a reverse! And wow!
That was nice.
Oh. And it gets nothing!
Is that 2 yards? 1 yard.
And everybody up in the booth with me, you know, they got excited because they basically did an option to the right, speed option to the right, and Van Kuyk was lined up on the right in the slot, and when they pitched it to the running back, Van Kuyk took it, split the two, and was coming about the left. She had a ton of room to run, but Latrice Johnson, I can guarantee you, is mirroring her. So it was she just follows Van Kuyk wherever she goes. She doesn't care who has the ball, and she was there for the tackle. What is that, 1 or 2 yard gain? Looks like we'll give her 2. So it's 4th and 14 with Gittins back to punt. Let's see if she can get it done. Looks like they will be sending people on. It goes over her head, but she does catch it. And a short kick is down right there. Wow, that was, I'm surprised there's not a flag on that because the ball hit. The ball is up to 22 yet. The ball hit a Warriors player, and all she did was, after it hit her, she just downed it right there. Then one of the Bandit players just obliterated her. And I don't understand how that's not a penalty because she's just downing the ball. So, I mean, the ball's not live or anything, but, I mean, she just got killed by one of the Bandit players. So I'm not sure what the officials were watching there, but I know that deserved a flag. So great field position for the Bandits. They had a good field position last time, but this is great field position at the 41-yard line. 1st and 10 with 7:08. So that punt was only for 14 yards. Looks like they got a bunch of people there in that triple I. And Darryl gets the ball off the middle, but she bounces outside immediately, runs right over Stanofsky, but she fumbled the ball, and who gets it?
She got it.
She's recovered her own fumble. Five got the ball right in the middle and just basically turned on her blinker and went left. She bounced around the outside quickly because the middle was full and was one-on-one with Stanofsky, and Stanofsky, she's small. Stanofsky is very small, and she tried to take her down and got ran over, but Darryl fumbled the ball and was able to hop on it. So it's like a 9-yard gain, just shy of 10 yards. So it's 2nd and basically a foot. And they're going to stay in a double tight triple I formation right now. Now D. Smith is in the backfield with, in front of her is Darryl and I believe 55, and that's Balu Muti. Her hair. Oh, there's a fumble. That's fumble. The ball's still on the ground. Darryl recovered it. That was a fumble snap. Hernandez couldn't get it. As soon as she tried looking down for it, 95 was all over her. That's Natasha Boyer again. She was just pushing that center wherever she wants to go. And luckily, Darryl saw the ball on the ground. Otherwise, that ball probably could have been picked up and taken to the house. So it's now 3rd and 3 after 2nd and a foot. No, because nobody tackled that one. It's just it's a fumble by number 8, a fumble recovered by number 5. So just put... Okay. Yeah, should... Is that a putter? Okay. All right, so 5 comes out. They're going to go back to the triple I. 41 is now in. And it's 3rd and 4. Maybe a 3rd long 3. It's the pitch to the left. Here comes 41 trying to use her speed to get that corner. She's got the first down at least. Van Kuyk there misses the tackle again. Trzybski gets it though. 41 just running hard, running very hard, and running through the arm tackles of the Wisconsin Warriors defense. Trzybski ends up making the tackle, but not before she gains not only the first down, but several more yards. So it's first and 10 from the 14-yard line. Really doesn't look like they have much in their repertoire because it's just sweep right and sweep left. All the rest of the plays really haven't been working. Number 45 is does have her helmet back on, but she's not back out there, so we'll see what's going on with her. They're still in the triple eyes. A drop back pass. They're going to throw it deep. 43 caught the ball over 27, but Bankai tried getting the knocking her out of her hands, and 43 is hurt. She is in a lot of pain. She ripped her helmet off, threw her mouthpiece out. Coaches and trainers are running down there. She's hurt. Van Kuyk made the tackle and tried to rip the ball out, and she landed on top of Golay. So we are to see with 4:40 left before the half. Bandits are up 21-0 looking to score, but this is their second player injured. 45. I mean, I had 45 and 43 as the two main people on their defense. So obviously I didn't see enough on 41, but 41 is doing a great job of shadowing Van Kuyk. But 43 and 45, losing both of them will hurt because I know that that one's a starting defensive end, preventing an outside and forcing it back to the middle while their big bodies are. So it'll be interesting to see how that changes things in the second half if those two aren't able to come. But there's a Google gaggle of people down there researching how she's doing. So once again, everybody's taking a knee. They're already trying to get an ice bag, so it must already be swollen. So that's definitely not good. But still, I mean, with 21-0, you know, you have 2 weeks to heal up after this if you pull up the victory. So I'm going to take a little break real quick, and I'll come back in a couple moments. Alright, I'm back. And thanks, BJ, for running that music. She's being helped off, but she seems to be walking okay. It's funny because both of the teams I had a scouting report on them, and number 13 was their main receiver for the Bandits, and that's Romanini, and she's actually in street clothes today. It's funny because I thought you're supposed to wear your opposite color jersey if you're injured during on the sideline, but she's not. She's wearing her regular jersey but with no pads on, so I'm not sure if they got that memo. But Golay's walking to the sideline. She's going to be checked out by the trainers. Looks like it's going to be something to do with her ankle. And then they got fourth. Is it four? Well,
fourth.
No, it should be first down, but they have the marker said fourth. So it's first and goal from the two. And they're in that triple I again, double tight. Quarterback sneak right up the middle. She's hit quickly, but let's see if she actually stretched the ball over and got in. The officials already marked it second down. So Hernandez tried to sneak it in. But looks like 47 was there, and so was 95 again. 95 is that Boyer. Boyer was there again. 94 was also in on the tackle, and that's Swinson. So it is her knee. They are actually looking at Golay, and it is her knee that they're stretching out right now. So they got the ice ready, and the trainers are all trying to figure things out. 45 obviously is okay because she's coming back into the game. She's tapping out number 23. 23 is going to be Dana Cordell. She's listed at safety, but I think she's playing tight end because 45 goes to tight end. 5 is the up back. D is the second up back, and then 41 is the deep back. I wouldn't expect anything other than a quick dive, which they do. 47 was there for the tackle, but it looks like she got in. No, they're going to mark her down. Holy cow, third down. 47, that was 47 is Chris Walker. Chris Walker was in the backfield immediately and hit her, but she just couldn't get anything. I thought all she had to do was really stretch it over. Huh? That was the first up back, which was number 5, Darrow. So Darrow tried to get in quickly, but 47 Walker was right there. Now it's third and goal from inside the one. So, I mean, they got some big bodies down there. One of the things I noticed is that the size difference in the two teams is in Bay Area's favor. They actually have a diamond trips to the right with one in the backfield. I would expect a sweep to that side. Let's see if they do it. And they take the sweep with the bootleg. Number four, who's missed two tackles. Oh! Number four outran in the corner. Number 85 was there, but she couldn't make the tackle. Everybody stayed home. That was great defense. But number 8, Sandra Hernandez, wanted it more and ended up scoring. She broke the tackle because 85 was right there. Four was there, took a bad angle. But that's it. So it's 27-0 with just over 2 minutes to go. The two people that had knee surgeries over here next to me, they believe that Gurley has something to do with her meniscus. I've been watching what's going on down there. So whatever you want to take that for, go ahead. But that's their input right there. All right, so once again, Kimball lines up for the extra point. She's 3 for 3 so far on the day. Fourth one is up and good. So 28-0 with just over 2 minutes left. And a personal foul is going to be called, maybe taunting. It's on 99, correct? Yeah, the officials are talking to 99 right now. So that's going to give the Warriors good field position, at least, after the kickoff. So let's see the call. It is going to be extra point good, dead ball penalty, personal foul on 99. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty enforced on the kickoff. So instead of kicking off at the 40, they're going to kick off at the 25. So I mean, that means the Van Hike should, if they actually kick to her, should get the ball around the 40 or 45-yard line. So let's see what's going on there. Stephanie had a question if she was the only tier two person. There were actually a lot of tier two players over there. So Montreal had a couple too, and they played on the Canada team. But there was a couple there was a thing set on one of the boards saying there was only one or two tier two players chosen, but there were actually several. I actually posted it on one of the websites the other day, the actual rosters, and there were several tier two players on there. Mostly tier one, I will give it that. So the kickoff from the 25, Kimball's going to have to kick it off from the 25, and Kike gets lined up on the 35, and Straczynski's on the 40. Sort of 5-4-2 lineup. She's going to pump back to the 35. We'll see if she actually pushes it, which I doubt. She'll probably try and kick it as far as she could on this one. So let's see. With just over 2 minutes left, they got to feel the game's pretty much well in hand right now and looking to get to that Tier 2 championship game. There's the kick. She squibs it, bounces right off 31's chest. Four picks it up again. Stops. There should be a face mask. Nobody's pulled. Okay, there it is. The official took forever, but there were three face masks on that play. And they only caught one of them. One official caught one of them. There's five refs out here today. The ball bounced right off 31. And so line drive, Brenda Milbrath, ball hit her right in the chest, bounced off. Number four was right there, which is Amber Kostick. And she took it to her right, stopped, and as the person went by, the person just grabbed her face mask. And as she was trying to put her face back on normal, she's tried running forward, and two more people grab her face mask after making the tackle. So there's another 15-yard penalty. So two 15-yard penalties in a row by the Bandits are going to give the Warriors their best field position in the game. Tackle was made at the 49-yard line, and they go down, that's the other 49-yard line, the Wisconsin 49-yard line, and the ball is moved, that's a 15-yard penalty, to the Bay Area 36-yard line. And that's the two-minute warning. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break and be back in a second. All right, that's the 2-minute warning right there. Both teams are back on the field. Huddles are broken. The official steps away from the ball. And still, they already have eight people in the box. Bankhite takes it right because a quick pitch. Gittens runs over like three people and still keeps her feet moving, and she's going to pick up a quick 7 yards. 2nd and 7 with 1:50 left. Wisconsin still has all three of their timeouts, I believe. Yes, they do. And they're looking to make their third first down of the game. So far, they're 0-for-3 on third down conversions. This game has been highly dominated by the Bay Area Bandits. I mean, both defenses are performing very well. But the Warriors have let a couple big plays happen, and it's been the same play every time. It's been a sweep to the right or left, two to the left, one to the right. So here we go. Gittens is now the quarterback on 2nd and goal, or 2nd and down. She runs left, and there's so many people in the backfield. It's ridiculous. She just lost 5 yards. I mean, I don't understand why they continue to fake the handoff, because they're just blitzing everybody. I mean, there's 7 or 8 people coming on every single play. So, going to bring up 3rd and 9 with 50 seconds and rolling. I'm surprised the Bay Area coach didn't decide to take a timeout to see how things were going, see if he can get another score before the end of the quarter. Gittin is going to be lined up on the right, and Van Kuyk's on the left with Richter as the quarterback. Straczynski's on the left. I don't see a tight end. I think they're... Oh, no, there it is. Okay. Oh, wow. Richard threw a quick pass to left to Van Kuyk, and Van Kuyk caught the ball, took up field, and then what number was that? 83, Mendoza. Mendoza, while Van Kuyk was being tackled, Mendoza just ripped the ball out and recovered it for a fumble recovery. So that play is a huge play, and that's good coaching right there. If your player's being tackled, don't join them on tackle, rip the ball loose. So with 15 seconds left, the Bay Area team has the ball and a chance to get a quick score. They have 2 timeouts left, right, Stephanie?
Yes.
They have 2 timeouts left and 16 seconds. It's 15.9 over here. No. Mosley comes in. Johnson comes in. Yeah. So that's a huge play right there. Yeah, I think Kike's just hasn't had a very good day so far. She's missed a couple tackles and then had that ball stripped from her. But, I mean, she's got to be frustrated with the way the game's going. I mean, their offense has not been able to get anything moving, and this is basically how each of their games has looked when they played a Tier 1 team. And, oh, what a waste of a timeout. Bay Area had to take a timeout when they only had 2 left. Now they only have 1 left, and so basically they're going to be able to run 1 play and call a timeout and then hope for a Hail Mary. Last year on my radio show, I was actually boasting about how the Warriors should be Tier 1. And they went on and won the Tier 2 championship. Well, this year, they haven't really competed with Tier 1 teams. So, I mean, I've been pushing that agenda. They've proven to be a Tier 2 team by dominating Tier 2 opponents and losing to Tier 1 opponents. When I heard about the Bay Area team, I was like, oh, great, another Tier 1 team that the Quake, the team that I coach, will be able to play. And then I found out they were Tier 2, and I chuckled. I'm like, how is that even possible? They have players from the Oakland Banshees, the Santa River Scorchers, the San Francisco Stingrays, they have a lot of players that have played before and have football experience. And the San Francisco Bay Area is just a melting pot of athletes. And they've proven it in this game. And first game of the year, they played the Sacramento Sirens. And from what I saw in film, they dominated the first half, 13-0. I mean, they owned the entire game. And then Sacramento woke up and will be one. Next week they won 13-0 over Portland Shockwave. So that was pretty good. Bay Area is just going to take a knee. That's going to be the end of the half. They take the knee, and both teams will go to the locker room. So at the half, 28-0 Bay Area Bandits over their defending Tier 2 champion, Wisconsin Warriors. And so then they got their Tier 2 schedule, and they just, killed the people that they played. And the big game of the year was when they played the Amazon. Played the Amazon in LA, and were just getting dominated the whole game. 22-6 with 5 minutes left in the game. And They got a score. They got a score, and to make the game interesting. And then they kicked their onside kick, and you know, onside kick percentages, chances are not that high, but they got it, and they scored again. And they kicked another onside kick, and got it too, and ended up scoring to take the lead. It was something like 27-26 or something like that, or 27-22. And then the Amazons were all of a sudden behind with only a minute or two left, and they ended up throwing a pick six. So the Amazons dominated the game for 55 minutes, and the Bay Area Bandits actually woke up and played, or Amazons went down, and they ended up getting that. And that really wrecked a lot of people's seasons because of the Massey ratings and everything to go with that. There was just Bay Area was ranked so high. I mean, they finished the season 5-3, which is a very good record. They did lose to who did they lose to? They lost to the Scorpions twice, and they lost to the Sacramento Sirens. And both those teams made the playoffs. Now, the problem I have with that was that the Quake beat the Scorpions, the Amazons beat the Scorpions, and Portland beat both the Amazons and us. Portland, SoCal Scorpions, and the California Quake all ended with a 6-2 record, and yet the team that had lost their Tier 1 games made it to the playoffs. That was our major problem. I believe Portland really got screwed up that, because Portland beat us, and we beat the Scorpions, yet somehow the Scorpions made the playoffs. Well, they went to Sacramento for the first round and lost 6-26, proving that maybe they shouldn't have been there, and Portland was more deserving. That's all water under the bridge now, but we'll just say that this week, the two teams fighting to get in that championship game, Dallas and Sacramento, should be a very, very well-fought, hard-fought game. I didn't expect it to be anything like this game right here. The fact that Bay Area is a Tier 2 team, I'm hoping that's just a one-year thing, and next year they're where they should be at Tier 1, and really can prove themselves there. They'll be playing the winner of the Carolina-Phoenix-Montreal Blitz game, which starts in a little while. The other big game today, I've mentioned the Carolina Phoenix at the Montreal Blitz. I've mentioned the Dallas Diamonds at the Sacramento Sirens. The other game today is going to be the DC Divas at the Boston Militia. Now, they've already played twice with Boston coming on top both times. So this is not a rubber match, but it's DC's chance for redemption. Do I see that happening? No. Boston, I think, is probably the best team in the NFL, bar none. I think whoever wins out of Sacramento, Dallas, will give them a good fight, but it'll take mistakes by Boston to lose this championship. On the flip side, Carolina, Phoenix is a very, very good team. They're very fast. I think them and the Bay Area Bandits will match up very well against each other. So I'm hoping that happens. That's what my anticipation is, will be the Carolina Phoenix versus the Bay Area Bandits. The Montreal Blitz, though, have been to the Tier 2 championship 2 years in a row, winning the first year, and then losing the Wisconsin Warriors last year. One of the advantages they have is that a lot of players were playing with Team SGA for the past 3 weeks, so they are all in shape and have not had all this time off. But this game right here, when I come back from the halftime break, we will go over some stats, share with you the numbers of the game so far, and then give you the second half. So everybody enjoy halftime. I'll be back in about 10 minutes, okay? Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
it's been a while since I said I'm sorry.
No.
All right, I'm back with just about ready for the second half kickoff, and I want to give you a breakdown of the stats for the first half. We got, let's see, what team is this that I'm looking at? It's the Warriors. All right. The Warriors punted once on third down, but they only have two first downs so far. They're 0 for 3 on third downs, and they haven't gone for any fourth downs. So far, Van Kuyk is 1 of 3 passing. She only has 3 yards rushing. Gittens has 4 yards rushing, 3 yards receiving. Richter is 0-5, and she's thrown that interception that was really, really costly. Let's see, they've leading tackler right now has got to be Van Kuyk. She has four full tackles, one of them being for a loss, and an assist. Gittens is second. Gittens right now has punts of 38, 61, 64, 15, and 14. Two of those low ones, though, are going to be touchbacks. For the Bandits, their stats are a little bit more positive, I guess you could say. Passing right now, they've passed for 2 for 4 for 17 yards. Oh, hold on. Yeah, 2 for 4 for 17 yards, 0 touchdowns, but she has a rushing TD. Dee Smith has 80 yards on 6 attempts with 4 yards receiving, and she has 1 touchdown. She has 113 yards on 4 carries and 2 touchdowns, and Golay has 13 yards receiving. On defense, we got Latrice Johnson 4.5 tackles, and that's basically because she's mirroring Van Kuyk, who has carried the ball most of the time. Penalties is quite huge right now. There's been 7 penalties on the Bay Area Bandits for 70 yards. They've got 3 first downs, and they're 3 or 5 on third down. The kickoff, starting the second half kickoff, the Bandits actually were kicking off the Warriors, and they did a little running up group bouncing kick. It wasn't really necessarily an onside kick, but it was just a push kick hard in the ground that took a high bounce and bounced for several yards. The Warriors did jump on the ball, and they do have it at the 41-yard line, so it's 28-0. Bay Area Bandits well in control and well on their way to making it to the Tier 2 IWFL Championship. Let's see what the Wisconsin Warriors have in mind. They come out in that formation they started the game with. They go right up the middle to the right. They can't get anywhere. Van Kuyk is hit immediately once again by Johnson and LaStar. Looks like she gained 0 yards. No, they're going to give her a yard. Somebody is on the ground, though, taking a knee. Has to be one of the linemen, I think. Trying to find a number, but she's crossed over. Looks like 54? 94? The way she's sitting, it looks like she's got the wind knocked out of her. And I can't breathe, but really what you need to do is open up your lungs by standing up. So, with that said, so the stats are heavily in favor of the Bay Area Bandits, but I don't know if you noticed, they've only carried the ball a couple times, and if it wasn't for those big plays, this would be a lot different. But, I mean, sometimes that's all it takes. I mean, I know coaches in upper ranks in college football and the NFL say, hey, we've got to have 3 to 4 big plays a game, which are 20-plus yards. Well, they've had 3 of those plays. They've had that 86-yard run, 83-yard run, and that big interception return. Spider, how far was that interception return? Did you get that?
Yeah, 34.
That interception return was 34 yards. It also put him in great field position for that third touchdown. Field position has been huge. That was 94. She is up and, I don't know, that looks like a head injury, actually, because she is dizzily walking off the field. So that's Beth Swenson. Hopefully she's okay. No concussion. 74 came in, took her place, and that's Darylyn Anderson, a lot smaller. They're back in that two fullbacks, Van Kuyk and the quarterback with Straczynski right behind her. She goes left, she cuts upfield, she darts right past the 41 who was coming in after her, and she gains 4 yards. So it's going to be third and 5, or a long 5, maybe 6. Let's see. Yeah, it's going to be 6 yards. So, third and 6, big play here for the Warriors. They need to get something started. They put number 3's back in. That's going to be Richter. Richter's back in as quarterback. think she actually lines up under center. She's calling the play. She has the wrist coach. It's funny because whenever they send in the play, they have only one wrist coach from what I've noticed, and they switch the wrist coach between players. So that's kind of funny to me. I just think that's nice. I mean, everybody's trying to recycle and conserve, so I guess they're just going to go with one. But you got Van Kuyk on the left, Gittins on the right, swing to Gittins, who's covered, but it's not tackled. Let's see if she can do something here. She cannot.
Fumble.
Okay, first of all, she got face mask, they didn't see it, then she fumbled it, and they already recovered. So the swing pass to the right to Gittins, who was hit in the backfield by Mosley. She shook off Mosley, who is a lot smaller than her. Mosley is a little shaken up right now here off the field. And as soon as she started cutting upfield, two bandits hit her. One of them got her in a face mask. And then they didn't, none of the officials saw it. And then as she was going to the ground, she fumbled the ball when she was hit by 41, Latrice Johnson. So Latrice Johnson is having a major game here. She's mirroring Van Kuyk. She's scoring touchdowns. She's causing fumbles, recovering fumbles. Bay Area looks to be very happy with the way the game's going, so they're going to line up in that triple I. They're not going to line up with any intention of really throwing the ball or deception. They're just going to run it right up the middle, and there's a little bit of a hole, and D. Smith makes a very good effort with a little bit of a hole. I mean, there was nothing there, and she squeezed through there. Van Kuyk ends up making the tackle. It looks like it's going to be a 4-yard gain, maybe 5 yards. That's 4 yards right there. So it's going to bring up second and 6 with just over 13 minutes left in the third quarter. 32 comes in for 88. That's got to be Paradise, April Parizio. Her nickname's Paradise, coming in for 88, Megan Thompson. They're still in that triple line with 55, Valu Muti, and then they have Darrow and then D. Smith. Double tight. See what they do. They're going to go right this time. They hand it off to the middleman. Number 11 is right there and makes a great tackle. That was Heather Davenport. She was right there, read it perfectly, made a beautiful tackle, and it maybe gained a foot or two. So it's going to be 3rd and 5. Big stop needed here. Did she lose a yard? The way they marked it, they lost a yard. It's still 3rd and 6. I mean, it doesn't really look like the ball went anywhere. So once again, they're still in that same formation, same personnel. Actually, 88 went back in, 45 on the right. The play they've been going to when they need something is that sweep. Let's see if they do it again. Nope, it's the lead. Lots of blocking. Still, everybody was there. I just thought she squeezes through there for the first down. D. Smith squeezed through the left side. The Bay Area Bandits are getting a really good push. Not so much downfield, but they're opening up a hole for her to squeeze through and then use her powerful legs to just keep chopping while the Wisconsin Warriors hit her up high. So she gained about 6 yards of that. Is that about 6? Yeah, 6 yard gain. Gives them a first down. What is that, their 5th first down? Fourth first down. So, I mean, one of them, Wisconsin only has 2 first downs, and Bay Area only has 4 first downs. So, I mean, it's a pretty difficult game and pretty even though you consider the 28-0 score. D. Smith goes left and is tackled immediately by 83. 83 is Suzanne Osterud. She actually shot through there and made the tackle. She's a defensive lineman. Looks like they gained a couple yards in that play. Maybe 1, 2. They're going to go 2 yards. 2 yards that play. So that's going to bring up 2nd and 8. D. Smith is tapping herself out. Doesn't look like she's limping, but it doesn't look like she's 100% healthy. I had to coach against her a couple years when she was on the St. Louis Scorchers, wearing, she was 22, wasn't she? Was she 22 when she was playing with the Tenor Scorchers? Stephanie and I used to coach against her, and she is actually going to the trainer, so she is not just walking like that to walk like that. There's an out route ran by LaStar. Straczynski was right there with coverage. Actually, so was Van Kuyk. The play was incomplete. They line up in the same formation, double tight, triple I. Fake the lead, bootleg out to right, and she runs like a 10-yard speed out. And she split the two defenders, but the ball just wasn't there. If it was on cue, she would have caught it, or it actually would have went to her. But she had room, but she was double covered. There's no way she'd get through there unless both would miss the tackle. So 3rd and 7 from the 23-yard line. There's 10:41 left in the third quarter. Bay Area is looking to add to their 28-0 lead, but right now they've had a couple people get injured. 45 looks to be fine. She's back on the field. 43, I don't know. I don't use 40. Does she have her helmet? Yes, she does have her helmet. 43 does have her helmet, but number one, the leading rusher this year is getting taped up. It's a drop, straight drop back pass. She had all the time in the world. She overthrows 88. Megan Thompson was running down the seam on the left side. She had a step on 21, which is Megan Cota, but the ball was about 2 foot too high, and that's going to bring up 4th and 7. I don't think they have a field goal kicker that can kick that far. That's 24 yards. That would make it a 41-yard extra field goal. Man, they're definitely not going to do that. The D. Smith is being retaped. Looks like it's a toe. Yes, looks like she might have turf toe, and she's just getting it fixed. So they're lined up on 4th and 7, 10 minutes and running. Triple I, double tight. Warriors have nobody back deep. There goes the sweep to Latrice Johnson, just like they've done all game when they've needed something. Oh, 27 comes up and makes a great tackle. She defeats her block and makes a wonderful tackle, something that the Wisconsin Warriors have sorely lacked most of the game, is making sure-handed tackles. Well, that was the first sure-handed tackle in the open field against somebody that has just been killing them. So, I mean, she didn't gain any yards on that, did she? She lost yards. Now, 24-yard line, she gained 1 yard on that play. She gained 1 yard on that play, and that was their patented sweep play that they just basically send their two running backs, two fullbacks out front, pull the guard, and just try and outnumber people. Didn't work that time, 27 Straczynski. Read it perfectly, shut it down. Now Wisconsin's got to get something moving on offense. I mean, it's not hard to figure out what they are doing on defense. They're sending everybody. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people up there. They run a counter to Van Kuyk, who is pushed in the backfield. Number 99 was all in the backfield. That's Samantha Brinkerhoff. She was the one that actually had the personal foul penalty on the kick. She pushed 74. 74 is the one who played. Darlin Anderson is the one who replaced the injured player, and she just got pushed backwards. They kind of had a hole, but she couldn't get to it because the one player got pushed up. She ended up gaining more yards than she should have. It's instead a 2 yard loss instead of a 5 yard loss, because, I mean, 474 just got beat up. That's one thing about the defensive line of the Bandits. You can tell they're bigger. They have rotated new personnel in. They got trips to the right. It looks like a trips tight set throw. So I would guess to say they're running right. There it is, run right. They sealed 21. Ford is a good stiff arm, but she wasn't able to push her to the ground. 83 was Mendoza. She was trying to tackle number 4, got stiff arm. Lestar was coming on strong to make sure the tackle happened. They ended up gaining like 4 yards on that play. So, yeah, what number was that ceiling? Who was ceiling? Who made that seal block? Was that 21 or 85? Yeah, 85 was out there. They had two wings to the right, and then they had a receiver farther out on the right side. And everybody blocked down, and it left 1-on-1 with the corner. She sealed her perfectly, and number 4, Amber Kustik, was able to get around the corner, stiff arm. I mean, if she could have really made a better stiff arm, she probably would have gained a little bit more because she could have put something into 45, but that was it. Warriors had to call a timeout. So on 3rd and a long 8, call it 9, they had to call a timeout. I mean, there's not really – they've been in this position all game. So, I mean, they've had plays that are there. They're just not being able to execute them. D. Smith is finished getting taped up. She's jogging on the sideline, trying to see how it feels, making some cuts, stuff like that. Coach Golden is over there talking to his defense, trying to get him hyped up. They're on 3rd and 9, probably expects pass. I'm trying to see what personnel they have on the field. I don't think Van Kuyk's on the field. No, she's up there talking. Yeah, I mean, on 3rd and 9, Van Kuyk's not even on the field. So, let's see. What'd they come out with? After the timeout, 54 jogs out of the huddle. That's once again Tammy Johnson, their center. To the left is 61. That's Sarah McCoy. number 11's in there as well, Heather Davenport. She's in the tight end. Oh, they're going to do that pooch punt on third down, and oh, man, that's going to be a huge...
No.
That one's not going in the end zone, but it's going to be a huge change of field position because that punt was from the 25-yard line, 24-yard line, all the way down to the 19. Holy cow, 26 plus 31. That's a nice punt right there. 57-yard punt right there. And unlike the other two that went plus 60, this was no touchback. So that's net right there, 56 yards, net yards. So but once again, they had to punt. They did change field position, but the last two times that the Bay Area Bandits have been in this field position, they scored on one play. So, I mean, the defenses are going to step up. You know what's coming. They're going to sweep. This is their money play. They like to sweep. Bay Area has blocked it very well, and Wisconsin has done a poor job at taking angles and tackling. So let's see what adjustments were made at halftime to see if there was, you know, better. All right, so they're going to come out in their triple I set, two tight ends. Number 8 is still under center. I'm trying to see. It looks like 32 is the fullback now. That's Paradise. The handoff to Paradise, but she's, wow, wrapped up quickly. That was a swallow by Jody Von Breckelson. Right there, she's a mouthful. Let me just tell you that. That's 44. She darted through the line of scrimmage immediately for a 3-yard loss. So it went from a 19 to the 16-yard line. There's a, well, that's a negative play. That's a positive for the Wisconsin. Yeah, 32 is, April Parizio. Parizio. That Paradise is easier. All right, so they're back in the triple I. I can't see who the first fullback is, but number 32 is the second one, and then one is back. It's a fake sweep with a pitch. Oh, they're in there. They got him in the backfield. 31 was all over that. Who was 31? 31 is Brenda Milbrath. They basically faked a sweep to the left to the first two fullbacks, where D. Smith swung out to the right. So after faking the sweep, the quarterback, he threw the ball to Smith in the flat, and 31 was just sitting there waiting for her to catch it and tackle her immediately for a loss. That's a huge loss because they were at the 16, and now they're at the 8-yard line. That was a loss of 8 yards on that pass. And that actually would not be considered a pass because it's a backwards pass, so it's a screen, and that's actually a rush. So it's a rush of negative 8 yards for Smith. So on third and forever, there's a 21. They line up in that triple I again with two tight ends. I would expect that speed out. Oh, nope, they go to the sweep. Oh, it could be a safety. Oh, he just gets out of the end zone. Latrice Johnson doing her patented trying to get outside. Number 11 was all over it. Heather Davenport. She met her in the end zone but couldn't wrap her up, only grabbed a piece of it, and was able to tackle her, but she got out of the end zone at the 1-yard line. That was a great defensive play, and, I mean, both defenses have been playing spectacular, making it hard on the offense. So here comes the punt from Pine from her own 1-yard line. That means she's going to be standing in the back of the end zone. If I was the coach, I'd be telling her to kick it out of bounds. Because, first of all, you have a shutout right now, and you don't want to give it to Van Kuyk on the 30-yard line. You kick that ball directly to her, she can easily score.
Why is the door not? They keep closing it. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Western Conference
champion. I
wouldn't touch that one.
It'll
fall.
All right, so we got that last play got a little excited. All of us were pretty excited. Maybe see a safety. Safety just something far and few between. The announcers closed the door on us because they didn't want to hear us hooping and hollering like we do. And so we had to open up some stuff and get some air in here. But the timeout called by the Bay Area Bandits. I highly doubt you'll see a fake here. Here are my two options. Snap it out of the end zone, walk out of the end zone for a safety, then kick off. Or try and punt it to Van Kuyk and give the opportunity for a run back. All right, so here we go. Fourth and deep, and she runs out of the end zone. There it is. So there's a safety. We got to see a safety overall, even though it's basically a gimme. And number 8, Van Kite right now, is talking to the coaching staff of the Bandits. She's like, ah, I see how you want it. It's a safety, it's not going to be a hard rush. So, Van Kite's joking around with the Bandits. She really wanted a chance to run one back there, and she knows that the Bandits know that's what she wanted too. So, here comes the kickoff. It's actually, the officials are wrong here. It's a safety. It should go to the 20-yard line, and for some reason they walked out to the 40. It should be a free kick from the 20-yard line, not the 40-yard line, and you have the chance to punt it or to kick it. And hopefully they get this right, because I would hate to see them get a simple rule like this wrong. Clearly stated, I mean, there was confusion a couple years ago about this, but it should be from the 20-yard line, and it looks like they're going to get it to him from the 40, which is just stupid. I mean, how could you not know this rule? Yeah, and Coach K of the Warriors is going over to the official right now saying, ah, it's supposed to be at the 20, buddy. And he is correct. It's supposed to be at the 20. It's not supposed to be at the 40. So, I mean, I feel his frustration. I remember the first time this happened to me a couple years ago, I almost wanted to rip the official's head off because he was an idiot. Nowhere in the history of football does a safety come out to the 40-yard line. It comes out to the 20. So Coach K is trying to plead his case over there, because I know he knows the rule book as well as I do. It's not considered a penalty. It's basically, it's like a touchback. If you get a if you catch the ball in the end zone and you take an E, it comes out to the 20. If you take a safety, it comes out to the 20. And that's where they kick it from. And unfortunately, he's getting screwed right here, because he should get great field position. He's not going to. So, Kimber's lined up at the 40 with the rest of the kickoff team right there. Looks like they're going to punt it. But Coach K is hot. I can just see it right now. He is going off over there. I mean, he's being screwed out of 20 yards. So, I mean, I get it. Let's see. But anyway, it looks like they're going to punt it. And one of my spotters over here is asked, where's the rule book at? Well, the last thing an official wants to hear is, I have the rule book right here. You want to see it. Because I've done that a couple of times, and officials are not really keen when you want to prove them wrong. But truthfully, you should know the rule book, and if you don't know the rule book, you shouldn't be out here. I mean, all the officials have to take a test, and I understand they coach college, high school, Pop Warner, and women's football, but, I mean, you're being paid to do a job, and if you're doing your job wrong, and they got it right. Look at that. Wonderful. I'm so glad the officials came to the midfield. They talked, and they took it back to the 20. So the Bandits coaches are laughing on the sideline because they thought they were going to get away with one there. But they realize it's the right call. But, of course, they're not going to argue it. So, basically, now Kimball's going to punt it from the 20-yard line. You got Van Kite and 27, that's Trzynski, sitting at the 50. It's a punt off the side of the foot right to Van Kite. Never a smart thing. She goes right up the middle. There she goes. She's going down the left side. She's run over three people, grabbed a bunch of people, and she's down to the 20-yard line. So that was a 30-yard return right there by Van Kite. 54, that's their center, Jamie Johnson. It's just a free kick return, so it doesn't matter. Kick return's fine. All right, so Van Kite returns it for 30 yards. Back down to the 20-yard line in perfect field position now to move their offense. But the problem is 54 got hurt on the play. I don't know if they're going to let her stay in. I guess she got up quick enough that the officials didn't have to do anything. So first and 10 with 5:32 left. It's 28-2 now. The shutout is over. They not only gave them 2 points, they have now given them great field position. Looks like Richter's going to be the quarterback. She's going to try and see if she can direct the drive into the end zone. Now, the defense for the Bandits have pitched a shutout. You better believe they want that shutout. They have, looks like most of the starters are still out there. I see the big defensive line. The Warriors spread them out. They go slot left, and they have Gittens in the backfield. 99, they're still sending a bunch of people. 80, oh, two people go in motion. That's going to be a penalty. Oh, no, they're not going in motion. They're resetting. Oh. Looks like offside. Going to be offside on the defense. Oh. All right, well, that was a really different play. 85 and 8 basically switched sides. It looked like they were both going to motion, but they just switched sides, and then they reset, And then it looked like the Bears and it jumped over the line of scrimmage and the ball was snapped. So it looks like it's going to be offside. What happened in the play is that number three got the ball, got hit, fumbled it, and recovered by number 99, Samantha Blinkerhoff. Unfortunately, the fumble and turnover does not count because they were offside. So that's a 5-yard penalty on the Bandits. And it looked like that was 99 who jumped offside. So she was just eager to get there. I mean, like I said at the beginning of the game, the Warriors go on first down most of the games. They obviously changed it up there. And now they have first and five. So that's pretty good for them right there. First and five from the 15-yard line with just over 5 minutes. Van Kuyt's back at quarterback. You expect she's going to get you to throw. And she's going to be sacked. 66 is whooping and hollering, doing all kinds of dancing, slamming on her chest. Not sure how that's unsportsmanlike. Really uncalled for in this game. That's the Lanisha Strong. She got the sack. Van Kuyt had plenty of time to throw, but I guess nobody was open. And this is the area of the field where I really can't see. I have a big pain, so I kind of have to bounce back and forth. So I couldn't see the receivers downfield, but the offensive line gave her plenty of time to throw. She was trying to direct to receivers, and eventually she tried shooting up the middle and couldn't, but a 6-yard sack. And I believe that's the first sack of the game, isn't it? That's the first sack of the game right there. Not a lot of passing going on. Van Kuyt takes the snap. She's going to look back and throw. Lots of pressure. And a catch. 85 caught the ball. That's Sarah Granofsky on the catch for the first completion. No, that was the second completion. Second completion. Going to bring up a third and what, one? Third and one? Yeah, third and one. That was a good pass right there from the 21 to the 11-yard line, so a 10-yard pass. There was a lot of pressure in Van Kuyt's face. They were coming hard. They're still sending everybody. But on third and one, when they've struggled to get 1 yard all game, oh, wow, Wisconsin takes their second timeout. Coach K was having trouble communicating with Van Kuyt, and so he told her to call a timeout, and here comes the Warriors defense over the sideline. They're probably going to get tossed up right now. Third and one from the 11-yard line, and they're down big. A two-point conversion right here would make it 28-10, and that's still a substantial amount to be down. So third quarter with 3:45 left, scores 28-2, but Wisconsin is knocking on the door, proving that they have more than heart. They know how to play the game, too. Bay Area is trying to knuckle up here and saying, our defense wants the shutout. So it should be pretty exciting to see who comes out on top right here. We got, let me see the defensive line. 54, 55, 61. Those are the 50. So that's Ice and Kendall. Balu Muti, who's also been lining up at fullback some, and then Monica Goodeal. Those are the three lining up on the defensive line for the Bay Area Bandits. They're also walking up at least one linebacker, and then it looks like corners. I mean, 22 and 11, Mosley and Kara Demo Deuce, they look like corners. They're very small, but they line up on the outside, and they're coming. So, I mean, with Goulet not able to go back in, I think they're asking a little bit more. So, third and one is a big, big play right here. Yeah, actually it is. The trees are swaying a little bit more. So let's see what kind of formation they come out with. They send Straczynski to the right, and they send Granofsky to the left. There's two people in the backfield. Richter is the quarterback. I'm surprised that they're just not putting the ball in Van Kuyt's hands. They went with a long cadence. St. Gittins right up the middle. There's no way she's getting that. She lost a yard. I think they went below snap count trying to get him to draw offside. Great discipline to defense by the Bay Area Bandits. They do not lose a yard. They do not gain a yard. So now it's going to be fourth and one, and it ain't field goal kicking time, guys. It is time to use it or lose it, as they say. It's fourth and one. I mean, if you don't get it, the game's not over. But I mean, you really want to keep this drive going and see if you can stick one in the end zone here. They still have three at quarterback, and I would be surprised if the ball did not go to Van Kuyt. How do you not put the ball in your best player's hand on fourth and one?
Oh,
and two false starts. Number five, Lonnie Christensen, she moved, and so did Van Kuyt in the backfield. They both moved, false start, no longer fourth and one. Now it changes your whole play calling. Fourth and six, Coach K says, just run it again. Run the same play. So obviously he believes in the play, thinks it's going to be successful. Here it comes. Fourth and six to put some points on the board or get to keep the drive going. It's getting to the right, then kind of to the left. Both receivers to the left. There's a snap. It's up the middle. Again, no, it's a fake. And it's a sack. 21, Corey Evans came off the left side and just chased down Richter. They're trying to get, looked like they're trying to get Trubisky out the corner, but she was not open. I mean, they only send two people out in the, to the route. And the defense is sending everybody. That ball's got to be gone quick. And she tried shuffling to the left, but she didn't see the backside pressure and a sack. So their best. So turnover on downs. Hurts. But I mean, when you're down 28-2, you really want to go, you really want to do all you can. So the sack puts them back at the 23-yard line. Barry has the ball at the 23-yard line. And I really don't expect anything different from them. They're going to hop in that triple back formation and see if they can just run it up the middle. Maybe, and if they need it, they're going to try to go wide. And the Wisconsin team, most of them playing both ways, have to feel really disheartened about the play didn't work. So here it is. You got the triple I. Wisconsin's got 11 people in the box. She plays right up the middle. She's Kerr Smith squeezes through. Then Kike misses another tackle, but she still manages to get enough of her that D. Smith went down. That's still a big gain of about 3 yards. 3 yards, when she should have had her at the line of scrimmage. 27 Kinderly walks off the field. That's Trzynski, who's played most of the game. All right, 31 comes in for her, and that's Brenda Milgrath. So here we go, triple I, double tight. Everybody's a little bit closer. We got looks like 47 Walker's blitzing on the right. It goes to the right. Vaughn Beckelson's there. Zakira Smith just moves her feet and gets through there. Final tackle is made by number 11, Heather Davenport, from the ground. That's her fourth tackle of the game. Even, I mean, it shows that it's sad even if you do it from the ground. I mean, the Wisconsin team is deadening the line of scrimmage. They're doing a good job. They stopped the push that the Barry Bears were doing, but the running backs are just too good. They don't need that big of a hole, they're saying. All right, so they've rotated defensive alignment. And here comes a triple I on third and one. Here comes a sweep out wide with four lead blockers. She's going to hit that corner. And Van Kite actually makes the tackle this time. She split the four blockers and made the tackle, but not after she gained the first down. So that's going to keep the drive going. So there's another huge run by Latrice Johnson. This time Van Kite makes the tackle. She had the whole green. There was nobody out. I mean, Van Kite came from the middle of the field and caught her. But, I mean, if she makes that corner, she's gone for another long run. So with a minute 20 left and counting, 28-2, and the Bandits are driving the ball. I mean, they're not doing anything tricky. One is right up the middle, and when they need to play, they go to that sweep. I mean, it's hard not to go to the sweep when everybody's in the middle of the field. There's a run right up the middle by D again. She squeezes through there, spins her way for another 4, maybe 5 yards. So it's going to be 2nd and 5. I mean, home field advantage is so big, especially in the playoffs. I mean, especially when you have the second round of the playoffs, so people are coming from a long way away. Wisconsin, you know, didn't bring their whole team. I'm sure they're feeling now. You get a lot of people on the sideline getting checked out or tired. Here comes a triple I on 2nd and 5. Goes to the second back, which is Keith Smith. That time there was a big hole. She managed to get 6-7 yards, crossing the 50-yard line. First and 10 from the Warriors' 44-yard line, and Walker, their linebacker, is getting up slowly. Clock is rolling, and that should be the end of the third quarter. Coach Golden holds up his four fingers, and his team does the same as they all huddle up together and bring it in for a fourth quarter rally. They want to close out this game, so I will take a quick break, rest my voice, and I'll come back in a couple seconds. She gains nothing. Tackle was done by number 87 for no gain. So we got second and 10 with the clock moving, and the Bay Area Bandits on their way to the Tier 2 Championship in Austin. Just outside of Austin, sorry, in Round Rock on the 24th or 25th. I believe the games are going to be on the 24th, an All-Star game on the 25th. Here's a pitch to the left. Johnson's just trying to get the outside. Oh. Missed tackles again. And she's obliterated in 47. Oh, helmet comes off. And she's grabbing her knee. It's done. Oh, wow. Both players are down. All right, so we had number 41 bounce around the outside of that pitch. Straczynski and Van Kuyt just ran right into each other trying to make the tackle. They both fell off. 41 kept going, and then the lineman, number 94, Beth Swenson, caught her, and she was hit. 41, Latrice Johnson, was hit by 94 and 47, Chris Walker, and she went down hard. Walker is still down, as is Johnson. Both of them are still down. Johnson, I really couldn't see what happened. I think it was just 94, the big girl landed on her, so I'm sure she landed on the ball. Walker, on the other hand, her helmet just bounced off as soon as she hit the ground, and she immediately grabbed her knee. So Johnson's trying to figure out what's going on. It looked like she lost her shoe. She's trying to put that back on. But there's a lot of people attending to Walker right now, and I just mentioned she was limping a couple plays earlier. So let's see what's going on over there. Looks like we could be breaking for a moment. So I'm going to go ahead and take a break right now, and I'll be back when action resumes. Yeah. Tracy says she has a twin. No. Wearing a diamond shirt. She didn't realize they were there. All right, here we go. All right, Chris Walker is up and about. She's being helped off, but, I mean, she looks like she's walking okay. The crowd here is giving her a great round of applause. She is walking a little bit gingerly, but her whole left calf is already wrapped, and that's the leg she grabbed when she was down. Looks like she has a brace on her right knee, and her left calf is just completely wrapped in these bandages. So that was their other. They have two linebackers, 44 and 47. So somebody else has got to fill in right now, but it's going to be second down. That was the first down play. That actually got us the first got the bandage the first down. So with just over 14 minutes remaining. And see what's going on here. It looks like they're going to wind the clock. So first and 10 from the 29-yard line of the Warriors. The Warriors have got to be feeling the attrition. There's several players that have gone out injured now for them, and they only started with 22. So I know that there's one over there with a leg propped up, and I think that's their center, 54, Tammy Johnson. And then, 47 is over there, and 93 doesn't have her helmet on. 44 is not in the game right now. So here's a dive up the middle to Darrow. She's hit immediately, but still pumps through and follows her blockers for a couple yards. 95 was on the tackle. That's Boye again. She's having a really good game. 94 comes back in the game, and Boye limps out. 85 comes in. That's Gronowski. She's giving 21 a break. That's Megan Cota. But they're getting their people rotated, trying to keep them fresh. But it may be maybe a little too late because the size and numbers of the bandits is just wearing on them now. The first half, neither team could build drive. It was just either three and out or you hit a big play, and the bandits hit a couple big plays. Here's another dive again. 11's right there. Did she lose her helmet on that?
No,
that's – all right, 11 was right there. That's Heather Davenport. She made the tackle. Looks like a couple yards. It's going to be third and five, third and six. Third and six right now from the 24-yard line. So with just over 12 and a half minutes to go, we got third and five or six, still in the triple I with the double tie. They go to the deep hand back. 31 misses the hand to tackle, but 52 was all over, and 52 is Gloria Williams. Gloria Williams gets there. It's going to be fourth and one. And you know we're going to go for it. They're just trying to move the ball and get this game over with. They know they have the victory in hand. They haven't 54, yeah. No, 52. 52 made a tackle. 52 made a tackle. Oh, yeah. All right, so here we go. Just over 12 minutes. They gave him a first down on that? Okay, they gave him a first down. So it's first down from the 20-yard line. Handoff to D. Smith in the backfield. Finds the hole and is tackled after 5 yards. So that's Van Kuyk on the tackle right there. All right, so second and five from the 15-yard line. Let's see, double tie, triple I again. Just running right and left. It looks like there was some confusion on that play. Van Kuyk met her in the backfield, was getting there as well. It looks like they're going to lose a yard on that play. It's going to be third and six. Hernandez went to hand the ball off to the right. Smith went to the left. So she was by the time she gave her there, Van Kuyk and Gittens were there in the backfield to meet her. Still took both of them to take her down. That shows you how strong her leg strength is. So third and seven from the 16-yard line with 10:40 remaining in the fourth quarter. So one more score basically put the game away, but I think they're more concerned with the clock right now. The more time they run off the clock, the less time the Warriors have chance. Here comes the drop back for the pass. 45 down the middle. Eight, lost it. Oh! And that's what happens when you don't catch the ball with your hand. 45 ran a seam down the middle of the field and then tried running across the field. Eight was pointing at where to go. Hernandez threw a perfect ball. 45 was wide open, and she tried to get all showboaty by just catching it sprint basket style on her chest, and it bounced right off her shoulder pads. So all you young folks listening out there, catch it with your hands. They're softer than plastic pads. That could cost you a touchdown, especially if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. So now it's going to be 4th and 7. 4th and 7. Looks like Johnson's okay. She's got everything fixed, helmet back on. She's trying to get back out there. They're still in that double tight triple eye formation on 4th and 7. It's either going to be that sweep or that pass. Those are the two money plays they've been going to. Here's the drop back pass. There goes 45. Same route. Same exact play. She overthrew it this time. So the pass is incomplete, and now they're going to have to hop on defense. Warriors still have some life with 10 minutes left, but they're down 26 points. So let's see what they can figure out. I mean, it's horrible field position. They're at their own 16-yard line. So, and we, just so you know, I might be cutting this game a little bit early because we have to get to Sacramento for the Dallas Diamond-Sacramento game. And it's going to take us an hour and a half to get there. And I still have all my pregame to do. So we may cut this game short. So if the Warriors can't do anything on this possession, we might have to cut this game short and say sayonara, or we head over to Sacramento for the big Tier 1 Western Conference Championship game. But right now, Wisconsin breaks the huddle. Sherry Richter is the quarterback. Van Kuyk on the right. Gittens on the left. They hand it to Van Kuyk up the middle. There she goes. She tries to get around the outside. She runs over 22, but luckily 45 was there to hop on the pile and make sure she doesn't get anywhere. So that's a good 4-yard gain right there. She had a hole, but it just closed very quickly by 22. 45, Brown was very slow to get up, but she's a trooper. She's back in there. 94 is being taken out. 74 comes back in for Wisconsin. They really don't have time to dilly-dally, but they're still huddling. I still don't understand why teams do this. They run their quarterback all the way to the sideline to get the play. And then the quarterback has to run all the way back and call the play in the huddle. I know that we don't have the communication equipment that the NFL does, but, I mean, the college seems to do it. They seem to do it, and they don't have the communication to the quarterback. So, Van Kuyk's now a quarterback with Gittens to her left, two receivers to the left. She's running left. It's going to be a speed option to get in. Gittens around the corner. She stiff arms and gets out of bounds after the first down. So I think she got the first down. Did they throw a flag? They threw a flag on the late kick. So she got out of bounds. She stiff armed the person who was there, and then she was hit out of bounds by number 55, Balu Muti. So that's going to be a 15-yard penalty. That's all. Well, they've got a lot of penalties this game. How many penalties is that, Stephanie?
Short. They're marking it 1 yard short.
Eight. 9 penalties for 80 yards in the band of foul. You can't be a championship team with all that, so they need to clean that up before they get the championship game. The running play was actually short of the first down. She was a yard short, but the 15 yards added on to it will give them the first down at the 40-yard line. 90 yards, yes. Oh, 9 yards, 9 penalties for 90 yards. And 3 of them have been personal fouls?
4
personal foul penalties, so that's not good. All right, so Van Kuyk's on the, she's going to go right. She's going to do that speed option again. She cuts up. She's still got the sideline. She picks it. Oh, she picks it late. It was a beautiful decision by Van Kuyk, but a horrible pitch. She cut up field. And there was a huge hole there, and finally all the bandits converged. And when she went to pitch it, she pitched it behind Gittens, and Gittens couldn't get to it, and it was a fumble. So instead of a 6 or 7 yard gain, possibly a huge gain, if she pitches it right, it's going to be a 1 yard gain. Imagine, you know, pitching a ball and losing 5 yards, but still getting a yard and a positive. So that's just the way the things have gone for the Warriors. They haven't. I'm not going to say they haven't played well. They've just been outplayed by the Bandits so far. The Bandits are just sending everybody and daring them to throw. So we'll see. We got Richter at quarter. Or that's still Van Kuyk. She takes the pitch. She goes upfield. She does the same thing again. Another fumble. But Gittens still has the ball. She picks it up. And she's still moving. She's still got positive yards. I mean, if they connect on that pitch, it's huge because she's all, I mean, there's nobody on the pitch person at all, and Mosley is down. She's squirming like crazy, and she hurt her knee. You can tell. She hurt something really bad. That was a 5-yard gain right there, but, I mean, that was another 5-yard loss on the, I mean, the fumble. I mean, if they could actually get that pitch correct. My petitions over here said she should just held on, and they probably would have had the first down if she would have held on to it. But she was trying to make the most out of the play. They're down a lot, and it was there. It just, they can't get that pitch right. So. Oh, yeah.
Well, she was a running back back then.
Stephanie up here, she was with the Long Beach Jaffa Shock, and we actually played against that type when she was on the Northern Ice. She was a running back slash receiver then, and she was just ridiculous. I mean, I was at the championship game last year, and Montreal could slow it down and save their lives. So, the Bandits are using their size and their numbers to really just put as much pressure on her as possible. And she is not a true quarterback. I remember when she was at the All-Star game last year, her coach came. Coach Killian told me that I could not put her under center. She has to be in shotgun, and that's it. So, that was there.
What's up with it?
All right, so, right now they're making a PA announcement over Goulet being on Team USA. They're auctioning off some jerseys, some really nice jerseys from her that she's signing as part of Team USA right now. 28-2, with 7:38 left in the fourth quarter. The Warriors are facing a 3rd and 4. But right now, there's number 11, Kim Mosley, is on the ground in obvious pain. And hopefully she's okay. She's hurting again a little bit. She's former player of the Santa Rosa Scorchers. During halftime, I was perusing the stands to see if I recognized anybody, and I saw Tracy Adams in the stands. Now, Tracy Adams used to play with a lot of these girls in the Bandits, but she plays for Modesto because the San Francisco area hasn't had a team in a couple of years. So she went to Modesto because she wanted to play football. She knows both these girls out here and teammates. Mosley's being carried off the field by one of the coaches, unable to put any weight on her leg at all. So she's going to go straight to the trainer's table. Hopefully everything's okay. The crowd's giving her a good round of applause. I mean, she's tiny, so it's easy to carry her around. We'll see what's going on. But on 3rd and 4, it's a big play for the Warriors. I mean, even on 4th down, they're probably going to have to go for it. The clock is winding with just over 7 minutes left now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner for the first prize in
the raffle, the autograph. Break the huddle. Who's going to be a quarterback? Richter's going to be a quarterback. We're getting to our left. Van Kuyk and Zernowski to the right. Let's see what they got going on here. Snap's low. And another interception. 3 is hurt, too. Richter's hurt. Richter got the snap. They had to take her eyes off downfield. Van Kuyk was running down the right side. Looked like she had a step on 41, but 3 couldn't really gather herself. She tried rolling to the left and throwing the ball. She got hit as she threw it by number 22. Kara Kimmel, Deuce, hit her as she was throwing the ball. And the ball was then caught by LaStar Brown for her second interception of the game, and she was tackled immediately. So there's a turnover on. There's another turnover right there. That's their second turnover, third turnover of the game. They had 2 fumbles, and actually they had a lot of fumbles, but they lost.
1 fumble, 2.
Like 1 lost fumble by Van Kuyk, and then 2 interceptions by Richter. Richter will be down, and that's going to give the ball back to the Bay Area Bandits and basically steal this game with less than 7 minutes left. So, with that said, we're most likely going to start packing up here, depending on how long she's down on the ground. We're going to start packing up because we're going to get ready to head to Sacramento for that game. One thing I want to give the Bandits credit for, they're looking at their program is set up like a little booklet. and it's very, very nice. It's done in color, full color. It's got a bunch of stories, got an individual story about the middle linebacker, LaSar Brown. She's in the cover person today. Got the brackets and everything for the national championship tier two. Got a team picture. It's got the starting rosters for both teams. And then it has a little Team USA thing. You see Tracy Adams and Goulet in the picture. So it's a really well-done program, and it's got their sponsors in there. And so it's nice. Number three is still down on the ground. And so we are probably going to have to get out of here because we're not going to have time just to make both games without leaving this one a little bit early. You know, there's been so many injuries that it's delayed this game because it probably should have been over by now. The game was defensive dominated, but the big plays by the Bandits are what the difference was. The Warriors just couldn't get anything going on offense. The spy, Latrice Johnson, on Van Kuyk was just great. And unfortunately, that looks like that's going to be the score. Did you say you have an update on some other scores? 7-0. I'm being told there's a, for those of you wondering about the Tier 1 Eastern Conference Championship game, the end of the first with Boston up 7-0 over the D.C. Beavers. So there's an update right there. That's the only game going on in addition to this one. The other game starts at 4, which is in about 30 minutes. And then the Sacramento game, which I will be announcing, starts at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I apologize for cutting this one short. There is only 6:48 left in the game with the Bay Area Bandits leading 28-2, but they do have the ball, so I expect them to just run up the middle, kill the clock, and get this game over with, and they'll be in Round Rock in 2 weeks for the IWFL Tier 2 Championship against the Carolina Phoenix or the Montreal Blitz. Number three, Richter is still down. Looks like they may be calling the ambulance over. We really couldn't tell what happened. She got hit as she threw it, like I said, but she might have landed on her shoulder. So Coach K is talking to the other coach, and I wonder what it's going to be about. But it was a congratulations to both teams for getting it this far, making it the Tier 2 Conference Championship. Coach K has the championship from last year. So, again, Richter is being carried off by Walker and number 83, and a trainer. They're carrying her off the field, so they get this game up. Are they? They might be running the clock or saying if you're just Coach K was down there with the coach of the Bandits Golden, probably trying to talk about running the clock or getting this game over with, because Coach K, first of all, he didn't bring his whole squad, and they have a lot of injuries this game. I mean, they just lost their quarterback. So they're trying to get this game over with as quickly as possible. They're trying to fill in where they can right now, but it looks like it's going to be a rough game. It's 1st and 10 for the Bandits. Okay. They're trying to get 11 people on the field, and now they do. The both the people that are carried off the field had to get back on the field. So we will be watching the game, and I can announce as I'm leaving. So we'll see what's going on. They're going to line up in their triple I again, just try and motor the ball down the field. And Andrew's calling out the kids. And there's a handoff to number one in the backfield. She darts up the middle, and there she goes. It's going to be a first down. Tackle by number 27, Kuzinski. So that's going to be a first down run, but the clock is running. And with 6 minutes left, should be the game. Warriors probably just trying to make sure they can keep it from scoring again. So we got double tight, triple I again. The handoff to the right this time, but 32 gets the ball. Outside, once again, just gets the tackle. People are inbounds, so the clock is going to continue to roll. So I'm going to get out of here and sign off right now.
But right now with second and five from the, what is that, the 32-yard line with 5:40 left in counting. They're driving. We'll see if they keep them out of the end zone. But I'll talk to everybody here in a couple, in an hour and a half or so for the 2-1 Western Conference Championship. So I'm signing off, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.